I have to stay in this tiny room with my ex-girlfriend? This is gonna be horrible.
I don't want to be in here with you either.
Hey, guys!
Alright, both of you have to complete 7 challenges throughout the whole day.
And after every challenge is complete, this tiny room is gonna get smaller and smaller.
What?
No. That's crazy.
And if you complete all 7 challenges, we're gonna give you this amazing mystery prize.
Bro, this prize better be worth it.
It better be.
Starting off with challenge number 1.
What do we need those for?
Alright, we're gonna put on these handcuffs.
No.
What are you doing? This is crazy. Bye, good luck.
Guards, bring in the stuff for challenge number 1. And the guards are getting the first challenge ready.
Who are these people?
I don't know. Where are they going?
Are you guys just gonna leave?
What are you doing? What? No!
For the first challenge, the two of you have 90 seconds to make a basketball shot in every hoop.
What? That's gonna be impossible. We're handcuffed.
It's not gonna be impossible if you guys work as a team.
Are y'all ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Right, let's go. Hurry up. No. Why are you grabbing the basketball?
Because I'm more athletic.
You guys, they're already arguing and the challenge just started.
This is gonna be a long day for them.
Let me take the lead.
No. First of all, don't be bossy.
I'm
better at sports.
You already lost 30 seconds. Get to work and start making some baskets.
Let's go. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're bullying me to the other side.
You guys need to work as a team. You're always fighting.
Oh, my goodness. All right, move. Okay.
You got 6 more.
Oh, my gosh. No.
You got 30 seconds. Hurry.
Watch out. Let's go. Move. Let's go.
Remember, if you guys lose this challenge, then you lose that mystery prize too.
Let's go.
15 seconds left. Hurry up.
15 seconds. Hurry up. Shoot it. Oh my goodness.
Stop it. 4, 3.
Let's go. Oh my goodness.
Congratulations, you two. You got past the first challenge.
Yeah, because of me.
What? I literally did all the work.
No, you didn't.
Anyways, you still have 6 more challenges to go.
What?
6?
And these challenges are gonna become tougher and tougher.
And now, it's time to shrink the room.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. The walls are closing.
That means I have to be closer to you? The prize better be worth it.
Trust me, I am not happy about this either.
Guards, bring in all the props they need for challenge 2.
What is challenge number 2?
What?
Bring it in.
Go.
What are they bringing in? Oh my goodness.
What are you guys doing here? What is that?
Why can't you answer me?
Why are you so tall? Oh, okay. Why are you bringing in cups?
What are the cups for?
What are you doing?
What? I don't want to hold this. Who are you?
You think they're ready for this?
I don't think so.
For challenge number 2, Chantel, you have to build a cup tower that's identical to the one right next to you.
What? That looks complicated.
And Farhan, your job is to hold the tray while she's building the cup tower.
Okay, that sounds pretty easy.
But there's a twist. You have to hold the tray while standing on a balance board.
What? Bro, my balance is not good.
Well, make sure it's good today.
All right, you guys. You have 5 minutes to build this tower in order to win the challenge.
All right, Chantel, get Farhan the tray.
Okay, all right.
All right, Farhan, get on the balance board. Watch your balance.
Don't fall.
All right, Chantel, take 1 good look at the reference.
I got it.
Everything has to match identically.
I got it. Easy.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, let's go. Put all the cups on the floor. Hurry up.
I don't know what to do.
Nervous already.
They're fighting again.
You guys gotta go faster.
Don't know how long I can hold on.
Oh my gosh.
Stop moving.
Farhan, watch your balance.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Your balance is so bad.
Get that first row, Chantel.
Hold it.
Oh my goodness.
If Farhan and Chantel want to win this special prize,
They're going to have to start working together as a team.
Okay, can you just hurry up?
Stop moving!
You guys, get that second rope!
They're doing a little bit better.
Your balance is good right now.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Bend your knees and lock in, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry.
You got 3.5 minutes.
Ron, if we're going to win this challenge, you need to lock in.
Well, you don't understand how hard it is to balance on this board and hold this tray at the same time.
All right, I'm going to give you an offer. Do you guys want to swap roles?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, hurry up. Go.
Go. Get on it.
Let's see if this works out better.
I think this is going to be better.
You think so?
Yes.
All right.
Just shaking.
Just stay steady.
I am steady.
You're good.
Okay,
Farhan, get the first row right.
All right, I got the first row done. Now I have to do the second row.
All right, enough talking. Just go.
All right, let's go. I got it. Just stay still.
Royalty fam, do you think they're going to finish this in time?
I'm not sure. It looks like this one is going to be really hard.
Balance? Oh, my God, stop. Stop moving. No.
2.5 minutes.
Hurry up.
Keep going.
Oh, my goodness. You keep moving.
Chantel, balance.
Bend your knees a little bit. Use your core. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I have to ask, do you guys want to switch back? Because it's looking worse.
Okay, yeah. We'll switch back.
Okay.
I honestly don't know if they're going to finish this in time.
This looks very difficult for them.
Okay. All right, we got the second row. Now we have to move on to the third row.
Come on, you guys. Time is ticking.
Come on. Oh, my goodness.
You guys have 90 seconds left.
90 seconds?
Yes, guys. You can do it. Come on.
Stop shaking. You're messing me up.
No, we're good. Just hurry up.
It's all your fault.
We're good. No.
If they don't pass this challenge, they're not going to win the mystery prize.
Okay, I did the third row.
All right, now we have to move on to the fourth row.
You guys got 60 seconds left.
Let's go. We're so close. Oh my gosh! Are you serious?
Hurry up!
Okay.
Keep going, you guys.
Come on, guys!
Come on, one more.
Okay, we did it.
Yes. All right, let's go.
Royalty fam, are they going to make it in time? We'll see.
We finished the green cups. Now we just need two more rows.
20 seconds left!
20 seconds, okay. We got it.
Let's go.
One more.
Last row!
Come on! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
We did it!
Hold on, let me make sure it's identical.
Is it the same?
It's identical!
I'm the reason we won that challenge.
No, you literally knocked it down so many times.
You couldn't balance.
Come on, you two. You guys can figure this out. It ain't gonna be easy, but it's gonna be worth it. It's all about teamwork.
If Farhan and Chantel are already having a hard time working together, things will only get harder, so they better lock in.
By the way, the reason that we're doing this is because the other day, we did a challenge trying to find Farhan's secret girlfriend, but they ended up breaking up.
So, we're hoping that by making them do these challenges together, they're gonna reconnect.
That's the goal.
All right, guards, shrink in the walls!
Whoa, the walls are moving again!
Listen, you really have to lock in because the challenges are only going to get harder and harder, and you literally almost lost us that last one.
Why are you always blaming me for everything?
All right, y'all, the room has shrunk. It's time for challenge number 3. Are you guys ready to continue?
I don't know. I might just leave.
Listen, Farhan, if you want to give up, all you got to do is open that door, and it's over.
Don't leave. We can do it as a team. Just think about the prize.
Alright, I'll stay.
Can you guys just give each other a high five?
There, let's just move on to the next challenge. Come on.
Alright, guards, bring in the items that we need for challenge number 3.
Come on, let's go.
Come on in. Woo!
It's gonna be amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Alright, what is this? Can you guys respond to us now?
Hello, guys?
Please, do you speak English?
Bro. You don't have to do this. You can just explain to me what you're doing.
They're not gonna talk to you guys.
Don't walk away from me. Really? Okay, what about you? Come on, you're the tallest one. You gotta at least tell me what's happening. You know, we're friends.
Please, let us out!
For this next challenge, you guys are gonna have to guess what's inside these 3 fear boxes by putting your hands in and figuring it out together as a team.
What? No, I'm not doing that. And I'm not doing spiders. If there's a spider inside of this box, I'm leaving.
What if the spider is cute?
No.
Are you sure?
100% sure.
You guys have to guess two out of the three boxes correctly. If you do, you're going to move on to the next challenge. But if you don't, you're not going to win the mystery prize.
All right. Are y'all ready to guess what's inside box number one?
Yes.
Guard, go ahead and open up the box.
Can you tell us what's in there?
Each one of you needs to put their hands in from the side, and together, you guys get a guess what it is. 3, 2, 1, go! All the way in, Farhan.
Come on, come on!
What? What?
I feel like it's alive. Touch it, touch it. Do you feel it?
Oh my God!
What happened?
Bro, chill!
It's like a snail or something.
It feels like dirt.
Don't do that, don't do that, don't do that! Are you guys ready to answer what it is, or do you want to try again?
Let me try again. I'm going to try one more time.
Go for it, Farhan.
Okay, I know exactly what it is.
The two of you talk about it first before you answer it. Do you guys know what's inside that fear box?
I think we know what's inside.
I think we do.
All right, Farhan, tell me what's inside the box.
I think inside of box number one are worms.
Come around the box and look at it.
Oh my goodness! That is so nasty and disgusting, but at least we got it right.
Farhan and Chantel got the first box right, but the next two boxes are gonna be harder to guess what's inside.
All right, Gar, put box number two on the table.
All right, guard, open the box.
What's inside?
Oh! All right, you guys, are you ready?
No.
This was kind of nasty.
I know.
I'm just saying.
You know what? You can go first. You know, ladies first.
I thought boyfriends were supposed to be nice.
Oh, actually, good thing I'm not your boyfriend anymore.
Let's just do it at the same time.
All right, let's go.
It's gross.
Ew.
What's it feel like?
It's like food.
Like meat, maybe?
You need to touch it and feel it. Just grab it, please.
And if you want to try some, feel free to eat some.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
All right, talk about it.
What is it?
I know exactly what it is. Don't worry, don't worry. I got it. Just let me guess.
No, you guys talk about it first.
No, I'm good. I'm sure. I know what it is. I'm going to say it on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. It's baby food.
That's so off. It's not baby food.
No, I promise you, baby food.
It's not.
Wait, hold on. He said it's baby food, so you guys can't go back? That's your final answer.
No, he doesn't have to.
I told you guys to talk about it first.
No, we're good. What's our final answer?
Baby food is the wrong answer.
That's what I said.
Chantel, what were you going to say?
I was going to say dog food.
Dog food was the right answer, but you guys only had one try, so box number two, you guys got it wrong.
You never listen to me.
I really thought it was baby food. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sorry.
Guys, you still have one box left, but you got to get this box right to move on to the next round.
Okay, on the next one, we have to work together.
All right, let's go. Bring in the next one.
All right, guard, put the final box on the table. Now you can open the box. Oh my goodness.
Hi, y'all.
This one is pretty bad, you guys.
Farhan, Chantel, you guys don't look like you're excited about this. Any last words?
No last words.
Let's just get it over with.
Remember, you guys have to get this answer right. And if you don't get it right, you lose that mystery prize. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, go.
Teamwork, remember?
Ew.
Farhan, grab the whole thing and for sure you'll know what it is.
It's like soft and then it's like...
Ew! Ew!
What is it? Do you know what it is?
Ew!
Whatever you do, do not guess right now. This is a difficult one.
What the heck?
Yeah, good. They're not going to get this right.
You
grabbed it pretty good. I think you've touched enough.
Yep.
He stayed high.
All right, before I say the answer, we have to talk about
it.
Are they going to guess it right this time?
All right, just to be clear, you guys have to guess exactly what the item is. Exactly.
I think in box number three, there was a plastic hand covered in slime.
That is correct.
Let's go!
You guys, move on to challenge number four.
You know what? We're actually not bad at this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we are pretty good teammates.
Let's win that prize.
Let's do it.
Was Farhan and Chantel finally learning how to work together? I guess we'll find out.
All right, it's time to shrink the room again.
Let's do it.
It's getting a lot smaller in here.
It's gonna be hard to move around soon.
Guards, bring in what we need for challenge number 4. This one is not gonna be easy.
What is it?
I hope it's not as disgusting as the last one.
I know. Oh my goodness. I'm nervous.
Hey.
What?
What is that?
Me? Over there? So now you're finally talking to me. So that means we're friends. We've built like a little connection. So now that we're friends, do you think you can tell me what's going on? It could be like a us secret.
They're not gonna talk to you.
Why is this curtain so high?
Why are you guys separating us? Why are you guys dividing us?
Oh, now you wanna be together then.
We're supposed to work as a team.
Well, you will be working as a team.
Get out.
Thank you, guards.
What are we doing for this challenge?
All right, you guys. For this challenge, we're gonna see how well you guys know each other. We are doing the mind reading challenge.
What? What does that even mean?
What is that?
So we're going to be giving you 8 commands to do 8 different actions. And if you both do the same thing the same way, then you get a point. You need to match 5 out of 8 actions to win this challenge. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
No, this is going to be impossible.
You guys are supposed to know each other.
I guess we'll find out. Action number 1. Raise your hand. Is it going to be the same hand? All right, you guys raised the same hand. All right, go ahead.
For command number 2, jump on 1 leg. Take your time, guys.
It's got to be the same leg. Go ahead. Oh! You guys did not jump on the same leg.
So you guys are not going to get a point.
What? Like, how am I supposed to know if I can't see her?
Come on, Farhan, let's make sure we're in sync. Let's do the same thing.
Well, I can't see you, so how am I supposed to know?
All right, guys, don't worry. We got some more commands. For command number 3, strike a pose. Any pose.
Farhan and Chantel have to do the same exact pose. You guys got this one wrong, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, you're off to a bad start. You already got 2 wrong.
Okay, Farhan, we need to start getting them right.
Okay, let's just lock in. We're good. Let's just keep going.
For command number 4, turn your head to the side. Remember, take your time.
Pick one side to turn your head. You guys got it right.
Okay.
You guys got it right.
Let's go.
Command number 5, put up any number of fingers from 1 to 5. This is going to be a tough one. Farhan, we can see you, bro.
Dang it.
Don't try to cheat.
Stop it.
Don't try to cheat.
Okay.
Think about a number from 1 to 5 and raise that finger. All right, Chantel did it. Farhan, what number is it? You got this one right.
Let's go.
So far, you have 3 out of 5 points. Command number 6.
Take off 1 shoe.
And it better not be smelly.
You're supposed to know each other really good, right? Come on, guys. Do it.
Chantel took off the shoe. Farhan took off a shoe.
You guys took off the same shoe.
Let's go. All right, we're 4 out of 6 so far. We just need to get 1 more right. We just have to connect our brains together and think of the same thing. We got it.
These 2 are going to be tough, all right? For command number 7, I need you guys to dance, but it has to be identical.
Ooh, that one is difficult.
Farhan, we all know you're a dancer, bro.
I'm not a dancer.
Don't embarrass us, Farhan. On the count of 3, I need you guys to dance. It has to be the same exact move, all right? 1, 2, 3. What was that?
I don't know, bro. I can't dance.
You guys were way off, and you only have 1 command left, but you have to get it right. And if you get it wrong, you don't get that mystery prize.
All right, let's go. I'm locking in. I'm going to send you like a brain signal, and we're going to connect.
Just think really hard about it, okay?
Let's go.
For the last and final command, put your thumbs up.
Okay, Farhan, really think about it.
Okay, I'm thinking about it.
Let's do it on 3, okay? 1, 2, 3.
And they both have to give a thumbs up from the same hand. You guys got it right!
Yeah!
Are you guys ready for challenge number 5?
Yes!
But first, we gotta shrink the room.
No! Oh my goodness. This is getting really tight.
I can't believe the room is getting smaller.
Do you think the present's gonna be worth it?
It's gotta be.
All right, you guys, for this challenge, one person is gonna be blindfolded and the other is gonna feed that person fast food.
What?
Whoever's blindfolded needs to guess which fast food restaurant the food is from.
Oh, I got this. I know fast food so well, I'm gonna guess all of them right. All you have to do is just believe in me.
I believe in you. Just don't let me down.
Okay, we got this.
Guard, bring in the blindfold. Bring in the blindfold. Oh,
okay, thank you.
Bye.
R for all, put it on. All right, make sure you can't see. Guard, bring in the first fast food. Give it to Chantel. You're good to go.
Okay.
All right, you have to guess 3 out of 5 fast food restaurants right to move on to the next round. Are y'all ready?
I'm ready. I'm hungry.
Fast food restaurant number 1. Chantel, feed the man.
All right, these are fries from your favorite restaurant.
What do you mean favorite restaurant? I have so many favorite restaurants. That does not help me at all.
Just open your mouth.
Just eat it.
Think hard about this. Think hard.
Oh, he's not sure yet.
Mm.
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
You love French fries, Ron.
All right, you got to know it now.
Chantel, there's more items in the bag.
Yeah, I have a sandwich.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh my god, that looks delicious.
Farhan, you used to eat this sandwich all the time. Farhan, that should be enough. Do you know this fast food restaurant?
Mm.
You should know it. You should know it.
Dude, why would I not know this?
What is it?
This is 110% McDonald's.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Let's
you got
go.
You got it right.
Gar, bring the next fast food.
You think he's gonna get this one right?
I don't think so.
Alright, Farhan, are you ready to eat?
Smell it, smell
I'm
it.
Smelling it. Alright, let's go.
We have more fries right here.
We got French fries.
This fast food restaurant was gonna be tough for Farhan to guess. Let's see if he gets it right.
They taste different, right?
Hmm.
This is gonna be a tricky one.
What else is in the bag? I have no idea what this is.
Okay, it's gonna be chicken nuggets, okay?
Chicken nuggets, okay.
You like chicken nuggets, Farhan?
I don't know if you like these chicken nuggets, though.
Alright. Okay, what do you think?
Come on, Farhan.
Come on, you gotta come up with something. You gotta get it right.
I think that this is Carl's Jr.
Oh, I have so much faith in you for this one.
That was wrong?
Yes.
No.
It was Wendy's.
What?
Now, Farhan has to guess 2 out of the 3 remaining fast food restaurants.
Guard, bring the next fast food.
Next fast food restaurant.
All right, Farhan, you need to get this one right. You know what this is.
All right, what's the first item?
This is a sandwich.
A sandwich?
Really take your time with this one.
Ooh.
Okay, you gotta know what that is.
Farhan should know this one.
This is one of his favorite fast foods.
I have one more item.
No. Hold that thought. I don't need one more item.
Okay.
I know exactly what this is.
Okay, I trust you.
What's the answer, Farhan?
I think. No, I don't think. I know. This is Starbucks.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, you guys got 2 out of 3. Time for fast food number 4.
You have to know this one.
Wait, hold on. Let me smell.
This is gonna be a hard one.
All right, start me off with the first item. What is it?
All right, I got French fries for you.
Let's go.
More French fries.
You have to know.
Oh, he doesn't look too happy.
Do you know? All right, another item?
Yeah, give me another item.
All right, I'm gonna give you chicken fries, okay?
Do you know which fast food restaurant has chicken fries?
No.
Think hard about this. Not a lot have chicken fries.
All right, Farhan, it's time for you to guess what restaurant it is.
All right.
What are you doing?
He's meditating.
I'm meditating.
He's
okay.
Meditating. All right, Farhan, guess the restaurant.
All right, I'm gonna go with Jack in the Box.
Oh, no.
Farhan.
No.
That was wrong. Bro,
sorry,
who makes chicken fries?
It's Burger King.
What?
I wish I was the one blindfolded.
All right, the two of you, this is going to be the last fast food item. You have to get this right in order to move on to the next round.
And if not, they lose the opportunity of winning the mystery prize.
I got it. Let's go.
All right, Gar, bring the last fast food bag.
Saffron. Oh my gosh, this is your favorite.
What? You literally said that about the first one.
These are fries from your favorite restaurant.
Remember, you guys, you have to get this one right.
All right, we're gonna start with fries.
What? More fries?
Yes! Open. All right, right here, right here. Come on, you gotta know this one. Come on.
Let's see if he gets this.
All right, you're gonna try this next item.
Let's go.
Okay, ready? Open wide, open wide.
Wide?
Okay. Come on, come on. You gotta know it.
That was a mouthful.
Think about things that you have had before.
Ferran loves Taco Bell. Let's see if he gets this right.
Stop.
Okay.
After reviewing with my taste buds.
You only get one shot.
And tuning in with my mind.
Don't mess this up.
I know.
What do you know?
That this is Taco Bell.
Let's go! Yeah!
There were only two challenges remaining, and it was only going to get tougher and tougher to win that mystery prize. For challenge number six, guess what?
What?
We're shrinking the room.
Oh my gosh.
Why is it even necessary?
Go ahead.
No.
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 I don't want to be this close to him.
It's going to be so small in here.
Hey, at least you guys get along, right?
Not really.
All right, Ferran, Chantel, are you ready for challenge number six?
Yes.
All right, guards. Bring in the bin.
What? Bin?
Hey, what's the bin for?
What's happening?
What?
Why do we need bins?
For this challenge, 50 Dutch balls are gonna fall from the ceiling.
50 dodgeballs? What?
What?
Here's the catch. 40 of those 50 dodgeballs are red, but 10 of those dodgeballs are yellow. You guys have to catch all the yellow ones and put them in the bin. If one of the yellow dodgeballs hits the ground and you guys drop it, then you lose this challenge and you don't get that mystery prize.
What? All right. We're not dropping a single yellow dodgeball.
We're gonna get the mystery prize.
Are y'all ready?
No. We have to think of a plan.
For Ron and Chantel, we're going to have to learn how to work together if they want to get past this challenge.
Okay, what if we split it this way so you have a bin and I have a bin?
Okay, we're good.
Let's do it that way.
Are y'all ready for the dodgeballs to come in?
Yes!
Remember, you drop one yellow dodgeball, it's over. 3, 2, 1, drop the dodgeball!
Okay, let's go. That's red.
Wait for the yellow ball.
Don't touch the red ball. That's a red ball. Okay, that's a red ball. That's a red ball.
Wait for the yellow ball. They got four of the yellow balls. There's six more yellow balls left.
That's red.
Just
be ready. Oh,
my God. That was close.
Oh, that's a red ball. Oh, my God.
I got six yellow balls. Four more.
I got it. Okay.
Lock in, you guys.
Where are the yellow ones? Just pay attention. Go.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute, does that count?
Yes, it counts.
Alright, keep going.
Oh my gosh, okay.
There's only two yellow balls left.
Alright, listen, we cannot drop any of these. Just lock in, let's go.
Okay, stay on your side and we will.
Let's go. Oh my gosh, that's a red ball. That's also a red ball.
The
red ball is watch it out. Alright, I'm not catching it.
Hey guys, guess what?
What?
There's only two yellow dodgeballs remaining, and they're gonna be thrown at the same time, so be ready.
What? Okay.
Let's come up with a strategy, okay?
I got this side. Just pay attention to the ball.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Where are they?
I'm ready.
Go. Oh my god.
Put it in the bin. Let's go.
All right, you guys. You just won challenge number six. But there is one more challenge to go in order to win the mystery prize.
Let's go.
All right, we got it right here.
Let's go. We're ready.
All right, for the final challenge, we're going to shrink the tiny room to its smallest size.
What? How small is that?
Please don't shrink it anymore.
But before that, guards, bring in the stuff that we need for challenge number seven.
All right. Oh my gosh.
A chair? Why is there a chair?
What are you guys doing? You want me to sit down?
I would not trust that if I were you.
Are you crazy?
Please follow instructions.
Yo, why do you have chains?
What is going on?
The two of you are about to get chained up.
Why are we getting chained up?
You're about to find out. Guards, go ahead.
Why are we chained to each other?
You guys are about to find out. Guards, shrink the room to the smallest size.
What?
Not again!
No, not to the smallest size!
No!
Oh my goodness! Oh my gosh!
Oh no!
Oh my goodness!
Oh my
goodness! Oh my goodness! I don't have any room
to
move my arms.
Close.
Oh my gosh! Okay! Okay!
This is the final challenge, and it's gonna be the hardest one.
What are we doing?
You have 5 minutes to get unchained, or else you get slimed.
No, I'm not getting
slime. Faran, the keys to your lock are blue. Chantel, the keys to your lock are pink. Find a way to unlock all your locks and get out before you get slimed.
Wait. But my keys are on the other side.
And my keys are on Faran's side.
You guys have to figure it out. Teamwork.
In 3, 2, 1, go!
All right, listen, hold on. We have to come up with a game plan. We have to, like, strategize and work as a team.
Okay, I'll give you a key first.
Just give me the first key that you can get.
They're working together.
Whoa.
They're working together.
Hurry up, give me the key.
Try this.
Let me see if I can unlock us.
Does nothing work.
Okay.
Give me another one.
This one.
You guys, work together.
That one didn't work either.
Okay, go.
Hold on.
You're working. It worked!
Hold on. Okay, there you go.
They open one lock.
Okay, give me a key.
Here you go. Try this one.
Wait, it doesn't fit!
Give me more keys.
Four minutes left.
Come on, guys.
Did it work?
Yes.
Okay, give me a key. Hurry.
I'm not risking this.
No.
They're fighting again.
You just unlocked one for yourself. Give me a key.
You're wasting time!
They were arguing too much, and time was ticking. They need to unlock all the locks in order to get out in time.
I got a key.
3.5 minutes left.
Okay. This key is way too big. This is not gonna work. What are you doing? Give me a good key.
Stop raging.
Hey.
Give me this one here.
Go.
Hurry up.
Guys, you're about to get slimed if you don't figure this out.
Oh my god.
You guys, work together.
Oh my god. What did you give me? This key is not gonna work either.
90 seconds left.
They're not gonna make it.
Here, take this. Give me a key. Here, take this one. None of these keys are working. Hold on. I got another one.
Okay, you got a lot.
Oh my god.
All right, you guys. Do you think they're gonna make it in time?
I only have one lock left. Chantel, how many locks do you have?
I only have one lock left.
All right, let's go.
All right, they only got one lock left each.
Woo!
It's on your side. You got it.
All right, just keep the enemy keys. Oh my gosh, this one doesn't work either.
Buy this one.
Come on, we have one more.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. Are y'all ready to get slimed?
No!
Why are they working?
50 seconds left.
Come on. I need more keys. Give me the keys.
This one.
Oh my gosh.
Pick one up.
Oh my gosh.
This one didn't work either. How is it not working?
30 seconds left.
Take this one.
20 seconds.
Woo! You guys.
I'm trying.
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, get out! All right, you guys passed all 7 challenges. Are you ready to see your mystery prize?
Yes!
Finally!
And after a long day of working together as a team, they're finally gonna open their mystery prize. All right, you guys completed all the challenges. Before we open this present, do you think you guys are gonna get back together?
I think we make a good team. Like, I think we're great friends. I feel like we're better off as being friends.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Well, friends are good. Open up your present.
Let's go. Open it up. Let's go. Open it. Oh my goodness.
Open it.
Let's go. Whoa! It's a box inside of a box.
All right, well, open it.
Okay, move this out the way.
All right, take it out.
What?
What is that?
You guys want to know what that is?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it?
Come outside.
So your prize is you get to take this Hummer limo anywhere you guys want.
No way.
Okay, okay. Where do you guys want to go?
Well, I'm honestly kind of hungry. You want to go to Taco Bell?
Let's go.
Let's go. Taco Bell?
Let's go.
Yes, let's go.
Stay royalty.
We out.
Peace.
Guys, last night somebody stole our dog Gucci from our house, and we are gonna figure out who it was.
So we had some people over our house last night for a party, and after everyone left, someone came back shortly after and stole our dog.
And I know it was one of the people that came over last night. So we brought all the suspects back to the house so we can investigate them to find out who stole my dog.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. All right, stop. After everybody left last night, somebody came back and stole my dog, Gucci.
And we know that one of you guys took our dog.
Wait. Hold on. Why would I steal my own dog? I'm part of the family. Doesn't make sense. And why am I a suspect and not your dad?
Well, the moment that Gucci got taken, I was in the movie theater watching a movie with my dad.
So?
And why were you out so late last night?
I went to buy groceries.
In the middle of the night?
Go back.
I'm sorry. I don't even understand why I'm here. Why would I even ever steal Gucci? What reason do I have?
Well, why would you take a picture with Gucci and post it on your social media? Don't you think that, like, you're a little bit obsessed?
Get back.
Honestly, I don't think it's her. I know exactly who it is.
Who is it?
It's Aaron.
What?
Me? Why would it be me?
I have evidence. Last night, I saw him suspiciously leave the group and take a mysterious phone call.
And I think that's just very sus.
Who are you talking to?
Well, my car was in the shop, and then they changed the brakes, and then that's the oil change. Wait. If anything, it was Grandpa.
No. Yo no me robé a Gucci.
She said she didn't take Gucci. Why are you accusing her?
Oh, because late night in the pantry, I saw you putting dog treats in your purse.
Hold on. We don't know if it's true.
We'll see if that's true. How about we check her purse?
All right, check her purse.
All right.
Grandma, do you have dog treats in your purse?
Wow.
All right, everyone, calm down. For Ron and I, we're going to go watch security cameras, and we're going to see what really happened last night. You guys stay put. Let's go.
So we have security camera footage of the thief taking our dog, and we're going to watch it to figure out who it is.
Oh, there's the thief right there.
Oh, they're dressed in black.
Wait, what are they doing? They're trying to open the side door.
But it's locked, so how are they going to get in?
I have no idea.
Oh, wait. Why is nobody accusing the security guard? He probably knows the ins and outs of this entire house.
That is so bad.
Oh, no way. They're trying to hop the gate?
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be impossible.
I don't think they can do it.
Yes, oh.
Look, they're too short. They can't do it. Wait, so if the thief can't hop our gate, how did they end up getting inside our house?
I don't know. We're going to find out. But first, I know how to test the suspects to see who could possibly be the thief.
This is stuck away a car. It's obviously from us, Grandma, because she had the treats in her purse.
All right. After reviewing some of the security cam footage, we have our first test to prove your innocence.
Exactly. Everybody, outside.
Outside, everyone. Let's go outside. Test number one is very easy. All you guys gotta do is hop the gate to prove your innocence.
Remember, the thief couldn't jump over the gate. So whoever can't jump over the gate is still a suspect. And whoever does jump over the gate is innocent. All right, come on, jump over the gate.
I know you guys can do this.
Yo, watch me hop it. Go ahead. I got it.
Come on, y'all. Someone's got to be able to hop it.
All right, Mon. I know how to hop it, okay? Just copy. I think this...
Yo, they're struggling.
Yo, you guys don't know how to hop this? Step back. Watch me. I'll get over this gate.
Security's going up.
Yo, he can't do that.
There's no way he does it.
Oh! Is he going to get up?
Wait, somebody's actually jumping over.
Come on.
Let's go. You have to make it all the way over the gate.
Almost there. Yo, security just hopped the gate. Yo, he hopped.
hopped it? Told you I can hop that gate, bro.
All right, calm down. You've proven yourself innocent since you hopped the gate.
Told you it wasn't me.
Since the 12 of you couldn't hop the gate, you guys all still remain suspects.
Follow me inside the house.
There was 12 people that could not hop the gate like the thief, and I know one of these people stole our dog.
Well, it turns out security was innocent all along. Farhan, who do you think is the thief?
Well, honestly, I don't know. My grandma was super suspicious. Why would she have treats inside of her purse?
Also, Nayeli was sus too. Why was she taking pictures of Gucci the whole night and posting it on her Instagram?
That was kind of weird. Well, anyways, we have more security footage to review, so let's just watch it.
All right, let's do it.
Wait, what is Farhan and Ali doing?
You know, I don't know, but you know what's sus? You said it was security that took the dog.
Why is nobody accusing the security guard?
And he's been the only one innocent so far.
I thought it was security. It makes no sense.
Ella was trying to blame the security guard for stealing our dog. Was Ella trying to cover up for herself?
What are they doing?
Why are they hiding?
I have no idea. Wait, someone open the door. Wait, look who came out the door. That's actually one of the suspects.
And that means that that suspect could not have been the thief because they were in the same place at the same time.
So now, we gotta go tell this suspect that they're actually innocent. Let's go.
All right, after watching more surveillance footage, we've realized that one of you is also innocent.
Oh, that's me. Hold on.
We saw somebody and the thief in the same exact shot.
Whoa.
Meaning that that person is innocent.
Okay, that's cool.
Show them who's innocent.
Everyone was so surprised to see the security footage that Farhan was showing them.
Really?
The thief and Grandma were both in the security footage at the same time, which means Grandma could not have taken our dog.
Les dije que yo era inocente.
She said I told you I was innocent.
Okay, Grandma, I'm so sorry. You're innocent, you're free to go. You can leave. Damn it.
Okay.
All right, let's go watch some more security footage and find out who took our dog.
I told you, it has to be one of you guys.
So there's only 11 suspects left, so let's go back to watching security footage and find out who stole our dog.
Let's go.
The thief is right there.
They're running through our driveway.
Wait. They're walking up to the front door. They're trying to open the front door. They can't open it.
Okay, so if they can't open it, then how did they end up getting inside our house?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Wait. Did you guys see the picture that Farhan showed us? The thief was wearing black shoes. You're wearing black shoes, and you're wearing black shoes. You're wearing black shoes. You're also wearing black shoes.
That is true. Yeah. That's the one.
Wait, they're walking around. They're looking around. The thief is looking around. Wait, what? Yo, hold on a sec.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, play that back. The thief slipped through inside the garage door.
Bro, that was honestly pretty impressive. That means that the thief is actually pretty athletic.
Oh, I have an idea. We'll make all the suspects slide under the garage door. And whoever can't slide under the garage door in one shot is innocent.
Okay. Honestly, most of your ideas are dumb, but this time, it's amazing.
All right, suspects, I will give you each $100 if you can slide through the garage door.
But
you have to be able to do it in one try.
What?
Are y'all ready?
Yeah!
All right, remember, you gotta slide through, okay?
Okay!
And whoever is able to slide under the garage door, just like the thief, is still a suspect.
3, 2, 1, go! All right, next.
All right. Go! She did it!
Okay.
You're next.
Again?
Go, come on. Go.
Oh, he's a thief.
She got through.
Okay, she got through. But was it good enough?
It was good enough.
Okay, all right, let's go next.
Let's go.
He was kind of too good.
That's true. He was really good at that.
Remember, anyone that can slide under the garage door is still a suspect.
Next, let's go. Come on.
Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, he did that the same way the thief did it. I'm just saying.
Next, let's go. What you got?
Oh my god!
Oh!
What are you doing?
No! What is he doing?
Did you see what he did? That was terrible. He's definitely not the thief.
Come on, let's go!
What you got?
Oh!
That was good.
That was pretty techie.
What?
That techie means like good.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Next, let's go!
Oh! Did you see that? He slid perfectly, just like the thief did.
Your mom's next. Let's go! Come on, Andrea, let's see what you got. Let's go, come on, you have to do it.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
All right. Oh, no!
All right, we got one more.
Let's go, come on.
Hey, let's see what you got. By the way, you got black shoes on, huh?
The thief had black shoes.
Everyone wears black shoes. All right,
well, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness,
Julian. Bro, what? That was not a slide.
Homeboy stopped to do a push-up.
He was going 25 miles an hour just to stop and crawl underneath.
And after watching everyone slide under the garage door, there were only two people that couldn't slide like the thief. And it was...
both of these guys. You guys are both proven innocent.
What?
All right, let's go watch some more security camera footage and find out which one of these guys... solar god.
After Farhan and I left, one of the suspects snuck away into a room all by herself, and you'll find out why very soon.
Wait, guys, wait. Are we meeting someone?
Wait, where's Cameron?
Who's Cameron?
She was the girl standing right next to me, wearing the pink shirt.
Yeah, you know, that's weird. She's probably up for something. We should go look for her.
Yeah, let's go find her. Let's go find her.
So we have 9 suspects remaining. Farhan, do you have any idea who could have been the thief?
Bro, honestly, Gino's been acting pretty nervous lately. Almost as if he's trying to hide something. Oh, and Aaron, he took a lot of suspicious phone calls last night.
And not only that, Reese happens to have the same kind of shoes that the thief had last night. Just saying.
Good observation.
All right, let's keep watching the footage. What is the thief doing in the laundry room?
Wait, what are they doing?
I have no idea. They're opening the electrical panel.
What are they looking for?
No.
Oh my goodness. They just turned off the power.
That's what happened last night. Remember when I left the movie theater?
Yeah.
It was dark?
Yes.
So guys, I was in the movie theater with Farhan when that happened, and then I walked out, and then this happened.
The thief is going to Gucci's bed, but Gucci's not there. So where was Gucci the whole time this is happening?
I have no idea. The thief is looking for Gucci everywhere.
Wait. Oh my goodness.
This is the part I came out.
And you didn't see the thief, like, literally run right there.
It was dark.
Are you serious?
That's you?
Yeah, I had to flash on my phone because it was dark. And the thief was hiding behind the couch.
Hello?
This is where I start to go back and forth, thinking that someone's in the house.
Why are the lights off? Maybe it's the breaker.
All right, this is where I turn the power back on.
Dude, I can't believe that you are in the same room right now as the thief and you don't see them.
No.
The thief hits so fast in the dark.
I know.
Wait. I have an idea on how to test the suspects to see which one is the thief.
Wait, what's the idea?
Follow me.
Wait, bro.
Meanwhile, the suspects were all wondering what Cameron was doing all alone in the room.
Yo, the door's locked. She's probably in here.
Wait. What are you doing there?
Very sus.
I was using the bathroom.
Wait, why would you lock this door and not the door inside the bathroom?
I didn't know which one to lock.
No, you look sus.
You're acting really weird.
Did you take the dog?
She looks very weird. I think she's okay.
It was time for Farhan and I to set up the next test to find out who stole our dog.
Don't drop it.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Yeah, it's gonna work. Trust me. Put it here.
What are you guys doing with my furniture?
Put it right there. Drop it.
All right, come on in, you guys. Bring it in. Come on.
Wait.
Just wait until you see what we're about to have the suspect do.
Wait, one question. What are we doing here?
Are we doing here? So we're going to play a little game of hide and seek.
Stop.
The rules are simple. My dad and I are going to step out of the room, turn off the lights, and you guys have 1 minute to hide.
Let's go. We set up this room to be identical to our living room. And once the lights are off, we will see who hides behind the couch just like the thief. And whoever does is still a suspect.
Wait, I don't even get why I'm here. I mean, it's so clearly you. You took the dog.
What? You're crazy. Why am I going to take my own dog? Wait a minute. What about you? Why is nobody suspecting him? I mean, you want to be Frost's twin so bad, I bet you would even take Frost's dog!
You guys ready?
Yeah!
Where do you think they're going to hide?
I don't know. We'll see. Yo, I hear a lot of yelling. I think it's getting crazy in there.
30 seconds left!
Why'd you guys all come behind the couch? This was obviously my idea.
I picked this spot first. What are you talking about?
What are you guys saying? I came here first.
I was definitely here first.
Guys, I really hope they don't find us. They won't. Trust me. The couch is always the best place to hide.
What do you mean by that?
What? Kind of sucks.
Time's up! All right, let's go inside. Let's go.
All right. Whoever is not hiding behind the couch, stand up.
Come on up. The two of you have proven you're innocent.
I told you guys it wasn't me.
I said I was innocent.
You're good to go.
I hope you guys find out who took it off.
Oh, we will. Everyone that's behind the couch, get up.
This is so annoying. What are we going to do now?
Yeah, what was the point of this? So the seven people that hid behind the couch are still suspects.
Why would you make us hide behind a couch?
Because the thief that took our dog also hid behind our couch.
No!
Hey, let's go watch some more security footage and find out who took our dog. You guys, who do you think is the thief? Because we're kind of confused at this point.
I just want my dog back.
One of these seven people stole our dog. Who do you think it was?
All right, let's keep watching footage.
Where are they going?
Why are they going to the kitchen?
What are they doing?
I think the thief is lost, and they don't know where our dog Gucci is.
What are they doing going inside the pantry?
Oh my god, they're going for treats.
Well, that's honestly kind of smart.
The thief is desperate, so they're gonna get treats to try to find our dog Gucci.
Oh my goodness, they're grabbing a Coke.
Are you serious?
And they're drinking it.
In the middle of a robbery, you're grabbing Coke?
Are you serious? What else are they gonna grab? Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yo, they just grabbed a blue bag of Doritos.
Yo, the thief just left their trash right there. Do you think it's still there?
I don't know, but I have an idea on how to test the suspects right now. We'll let the suspects pick out whatever items they want from the pantry. And if any of the suspects pick a Coke or a blue Doritos bag, then that means they can still be the thief. But if the suspects don't pick a Coke or a blue Doritos bag, then they're probably innocent.
Okay, guys, I did not want to do this, but I actually found out who stole the dog.
Who?
It's you! Me? Yes, it's you guys. When we were hiding behind the couch, she's like,
I always like hiding behind the couch. It's the best place to hide.
The couch is always the best place to hide.
And then moments later, we found out that the thief was hiding behind the couch.
That's not what he meant.
Can you come fast, please? Because we are all tired of this.
I need to find dog Gucci.
I did not steal your dog.
Guys, I just remembered something. Last night, I was supposed to hop on Fortnite with Dallas. And he completely just ghosted me. Maybe he was too busy stealing the dog.
Yeah.
I was tired when I got home. I just went to bed. It's not me.
All right, we got a new piece of evidence.
Okay, what is it?
So by any chance, you guys like snacks and drinks?
Yeah!
All right, the next test is simple. Each one of you has to go inside the pantry and just pick whatever drink and snacks you like.
Okay.
All right, here's your basket. Basket for you. Whatever you guys want.
I don't really see a challenge in this.
And once Farhan and I went inside the pantry, you wouldn't believe what we discovered.
All right, before you guys go inside the pantry and pick out your items, we have a question. Did anyone happen to go inside the pantry today and clear out some items?
No.
I don't live here.
Yeah.
Okay, it was me.
What?
I'm always cleaning stuff around my house. That's normal.
But that on top of going to the grocery store last night?
Yeah, but I'm always cleaning. It's not normal, guys. I live here. What?
Are you guys ready to go inside the pantry and pick out your favorite items?
Yeah, we're ready.
I think your mom is a little bit sus.
I agree.
Yeah?
I agree.
Let's keep an eye on her.
I'm on it.
All right, you're first up. Choose wisely. It's all free. Next up. Whatever you want to get, sweetheart. Next up. Whatever you want to get. Looks familiar, huh? Maybe because you were there last night.
Oh, I wasn't.
Okay. Next up. Whatever you want. It's on the house. All I want is my dog back. Next up, why are you so nervous?
I'm not nervous.
Hey, don't you want to get a drink?
Yeah.
Next up. That pantry looks familiar, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You probably know where everything's at.
And remember, anyone that picks the Coke and the Blue Doritos bag can easily be the thief.
Last but not least.
Wow. Can I grab a drink as well?
Just grab whatever you want.
Okay.
Now, let's see who grabbed the Coke and Blue Doritos bag from the pantry.
Now that you guys picked out your items, we're about to find out who took our dog.
All right, let's see what you got.
Fruit bar.
Okay.
Okay.
What is that? What is that?
You got a Coke?
Coke is the best soda.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
You also got Blue Doritos.
The only acceptable Doritos flavor.
You're still a suspect. Go over there, please. All right. Let's see what you got. Skinny popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off strong.
Okay.
A fruit bar.
Look what else you got.
Oh. You as well.
A Coke?
Hey, it's a classic.
You like Coke?
I do like Coke.
You also like these Doritos?
Yeah, I love them.
You're still a suspect. Come on.
Over there.
Why are you trying to cover your basket? Come on, open it up. We want to see what's inside.
What you got?
You got regular sea salt chips.
Okay.
Not a bad option.
Oh, you got a fruit bar. Blue colored Doritos? When's the last time you had these?
I have them basically every day. There's also a Coke to top it off.
Coke goes with every meal.
You ever drink Coke with Doritos together?
Yeah, I was going to do that right now.
You're still a suspect.
Do you know what's starting to be really suspicious? Do you think that he could have stolen our dog?
So why'd you clean up all the evidence last night?
Because you know that I'm always cleaning around the house.
Are you sure you didn't clean it up because you wanted to cover up your evidence?
Mm-hmm. No, I said I clean it up. It's normal. I always clean around the house.
Sea salt chips?
Yes, I'm very healthy.
Cheddar popcorn? Keeping it healthy with water, huh?
Yes, you know me.
But wait a second. Every time we have dinner together, she always orders a Coke. Is there any specific reason that you didn't get a Coke?
Just want to keep it healthy today.
Give us 1 second. We have to talk. 1 second. One second. One second. One second.
I'm a little bit suspicious about your mom. Bro, I'm honestly suspicious too.
Come on, guys, hurry up. I'm innocent.
All right, based on what you got, it seems that you're innocent.
I told you guys. I told everyone I'm innocent. They're the one. They're the thief. Bye.
red Doritos bag?
Yeah, amazing, obviously.
But she also got blue Doritos bag.
What's wrong with blue Doritos?
Wait, hold on. Somebody opened this. You couldn't wait to have the blue Dorito bag?
I like them a lot.
Yeah, you like them a lot, huh?
Okay. Well, do you also like Coke?
Yeah, Coke is literally my favorite drink.
Okay. Well, you know what? Based on the evidence, you're still a suspect.
Oh my gosh, I'm telling you, it's not me!
That's a lot of additives.
You chose a Sprite and a Mountain Dew Baja Blast. You prefer these over a Coke?
I do, yeah. I get it all the time.
Red colored Dorito bag.
Yeah?
You couldn't find the blue one?
No, there's still some in there. I just prefer red.
Popcorn? Alright, it seems like you're innocent.
Whew. Told you guys I didn't steal the dog.
Alright, you're good to go.
Okay, but before I go, I think I know who stole your dog.
Who is it?
And he gave us some valuable information that can possibly help us find the thief.
You sure?
You sure.
Alright, you're good to go. What's up, my man?
What's going on?
How's your day going?
Pretty good.
So where were you last night?
Okay, I was out late last night because I got a flat tire and I had to change it. That's it.
You got a flat tire, huh?
Yeah.
Very convenient. Blue Doritos bag and a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, my favorite edition. I love Coke. Cool Ranch is also really good.
You want some right now?
I would love some right now.
Well, I bet you had some last night, too.
Yeah.
I mean, could have been. I don't really remember.
My man, you're still a suspect.
Because of this?
Go over there, bro. Flat tire.
Two out of seven people were proven innocent, but five still remain suspects. Which one could be the thief? So Dallas and your mom were proven innocent. But you know what? Your mom was acting pretty suspicious towards the end.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of weird that she picked up the trash from the thief.
You know what else was suspicious? I saw Gino and Nayeli off to the side having their own private conversations.
You know what's sus? You two have been going off in the corner, whispering, talking. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, it's personal.
I don't want to tell anybody.
Yeah, what are you guys, dating or something? Planning this whole thing together?
No.
Wait, do you think they could have teamed up together to take our dog?
Well, I guess we have to find out. So let's see what the thief did next after leaving the pantry.
Yo, I think the thief is still trying to find our dog. And at this point, they're just wandering around the house.
What do you think Gucci was the whole time?
I don't know.
I think the thief wants to go upstairs.
Wait, what?
Yo, he's going fast.
Wait. We gotta watch it back.
Why?
Just trust me. 1, 2, 3, 4. He ran up in 4 seconds. You know what that means?
Why does that matter?
Are you serious? You don't know what that means? That's gonna help us realize who the thief was. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make all the suspects run upstairs. Whoever runs it close to 4 seconds could be the thief.
Okay, not a bad idea. I'm gonna need all of you guys to run up our stairs.
Wait, why?
Whoever can run up my stairs the fastest will get $100.
Okay. All right,
follow me.
Let's see who can run up the stairs the same speed the thief did.
First person, go!
Oh, he's fast.
Oh, he's really fast.
Stop. Wow, below 4 seconds.
He was pretty fast, just like the thief.
Next up, are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, he's going.
Oh, he's fast as well. Oh,
stop. 3.4 seconds?
Wow.
Hey, you're pretty fast. Have you run up the stairs before?
No, not these stairs. Stairs? Yeah.
Kind of sus. Next up, are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go!
She's fast.
Pretty fast.
Stop.
4.1 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, huh? Especially for someone that drank Coke and ate some Doritos last night.
I didn't have too many Doritos last night.
Next up, are you ready to run?
No.
She doesn't want to do it. She's a little bit nervous.
Maybe she's dodging it.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go! Oh. She's going. All right, stop.
4.6 seconds.
Last suspect, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You look nervous.
I'm not nervous.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh my goodness.
She's slow.
It's so slow.
Are you... 6.6 seconds? Hey, it's almost 6.7.
All right, you ruined it.
Can you come back down? Can we talk to you for a sec?
Yeah.
6.6 seconds.
Pretty good.
Are you always that slow?
I don't think it's that slow. I think you did pretty good.
I think you've proven your innocence, and you're free to go.
Thank you. I told you I didn't steal your dog.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right, let's watch the rest of the security footage and find out which one of those four suspects stole our dog.
Why is the thief going inside of my room?
Well, he's looking for your dog.
Okay.
Our dog Gucci's not there.
Where's our dog this whole time?
Bro, I don't know. What are they doing just chilling in my room?
Oh, they're getting a phone call.
Wait. Pause it.
Wait, why?
Zoom into it. Take a look at the thief's phone.
It looks like an iPhone.
What color is it?
Black.
It's a black phone.
Okay.
So now, what we have to do is ask every single suspect to give us their phone so we can see what color it is. And if it's the color black, then that means they're still a suspect. But if it's a different color...
they're innocent.
Let's go.
Genius!
So it seems that we got some brand new evidence that we can use.
Yup.
So can you guys do me a favor and take out your phones?
Why? Listen, all we want to do is see your phones. We promise we won't touch them.
But my phone is private.
Just take it out. We're not going to touch your phone. Just go ahead. Just show us your phones.
I want to go home.
You got a black phone?
Yeah. You got a black phone, and he also has a black phone.
Seems like you got an orange phone.
I mean, yeah, they're pretty common. Am I in trouble? Do you think I'm the thief?
No, we think you're innocent.
Thank God! I've been trying to tell you! Just because I took a photo with Gucci, I'm now the thief? Yeah, no, I was innocent the entire time.
All right, go. Enough talking.
You're good. Don't worry.
Bye.
You're good.
Bye.
So the thief last night had a black phone, and the three of you have a black phone.
Well, yeah, I think black is one of the most common phone colors.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I agree.
Okay, stop. Come here. We got more footage to review. Let's go.
Well, you know, since, like, my girlfriend's innocent and left, that means I'm innocent and I have to leave because we're a pair, we stick together, so I guess I gotta go, you know?
Yeah, buddy, you're not going anywhere.
If I'm in this, you two are both in this also.
Now, we only have three suspects left.
What do you think it is? You think so?
I think so.
No, I think it's...
that's crazy.
All right, let's keep watching the footage.
Let's keep watching.
The thief just left your bedroom.
And now they're just wandering upstairs?
They're going towards the master bedroom.
Wait, Gucci's right there.
He was next to our master bedroom the whole time.
They just picked up Gucci.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, he's carrying Gucci all the way down the stairs, and Gucci's heavy.
Wait. How much does Gucci weigh?
Like 30 pounds.
Think about what we could do right now with the suspects to realize who the thief is.
What? No way. That's actually smart.
Told you. All right, suspects. Does anyone want to take a guess on how much our dog Gucci weighs?
I don't know, 25 pounds?
Maybe 27 pounds?
Obviously about 30 pounds.
He's right. Gucci does weigh 30 pounds. But how does he know that?
Why are you asking?
The three of you, come with us.
Again? Oh my gosh.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trick the suspects by telling them that if they can carry the 30-pound medicine ball from one side of the room to the other, then they're innocent. But in reality, that makes them more suspicious.
All right, you guys, I know that one of you stole the dog.
All right, suspects, we got 30-pound medicine balls on the floor. To prove your innocence, all you got to do is carry that ball and make your way all the way down to where Andrea is. Grab your medicine balls. All right, so you guys grab those medicine balls pretty easy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's only 30 pounds.
All right, on the count of three, you guys are going to run all the way to my mom.
Okay.
One, two, three, go.
Oh my goodness.
What happened?
He struggled to carry 30 pounds. Hey, my man, can you come back here with the ball?
Yeah.
You're struggling with that ball.
Hey, honestly, I'm not that strong. I couldn't hold it for too long. But I'm pretty heavy.
You know what? You're innocent. You're free to go.
See, I told you guys!
If he can't carry that 30-pound ball,
that means he wasn't able to carry Gucci, which means he wasn't the thief.
All right. Well, the two of you are still suspects.
Are you kidding me? You said that if we ran across with these balls, that we would be innocent.
Yeah.
Well, we tricked you guys.
But now we have to figure out which one of them is a thief.
Yes, I know that one of them took the dog.
Well, it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Now We're down to only two suspects.
I'm Ella.
I'm Aaron.
And we're left with no choice but to do the unthinkable, the unexpected, to bring out the old-fashioned lie detector test. So that way, we're gonna know for sure.
Who stole our dog? Go. All right, you say you didn't take our dog, right?
I did not take your dog.
We have a lie detector test, and we're gonna realize the truth right now. And if you didn't take Gucci, then he must have took Gucci.
Then he must have taken Gucci. I did not take your dog.
What do you think, babe?
I think that it was hair, for sure.
Is it running?
It's running.
Okay, did you take my
dog? Steal is the right word, not take.
Sorry, did you steal my dog, Gucci?
Our dog, Gucci.
I didn't steal your dog.
Does that count, or do you want a yes or no?
Yes or no, please.
Did you steal our dog, Gucci?
No. She's telling the truth?
No, that cannot be possible. Can you check again?
Telling the truth.
Ella was innocent, which makes us think that Aaron stole our dog. But then, this happened.
Did you steal our dog, Gucci?
No, I didn't.
Telling the truth?
No! How is that possible?
Wait, how are they both telling the truth?
No, you need to check again. I don't think that your machine is working.
They're both telling the truth?
No, that's not true. I think that you're lying. Yes, I mean, you guys did it. You did it, for sure.
Why are you so defensive right now?
Not because someone stole my dog.
Relax, take it easy.
No, but she needs to check again.
She already checked like four times.
Yo, Faran, come here.
Come.
My mom is acting super suspicious. I mean, she even thought that the lie detector was lying. She's accusing everybody right now.
And the other two people are innocent.
So you know what we have to do? We're gonna have to put my mom on the lie detector.
You really think she stole the dog?
We gotta go find out.
Andrea did come home very late last night. She also cleaned up the evidence from the pantry. And she's been acting suspicious all day. Could it be that she was the thief all along? Well, I guess we're about to find out.
Andrea, can you please sit down?
Why? I already proved that I was innocent. What am I doing this?
You gotta take the test.
Why? No.
We're the ones asking the questions here. Sit down.
What do you think is gonna happen?
I have no idea.
I'm telling you, the person that stole the dog is one of them right there.
All right, sweetheart. It's just one simple question. And after you're innocent, I'll take you out to dinner.
No, thank you. I'm not hungry.
So, did you steal our dog, Gucci?
No, I didn't steal my dog, Gucci.
That was a lie.
No!
What?
All right, listen, guys. I have something very important to show you. Follow me.
What?
Where are you going?
Wait, you'll see.
Why are you opening the front door?
All right, so.
Wait, what? Are you serious? Why does my grandma have Gucci?
All right, you guys. Actually, I'm the one that took our dog Gucci last night. Because I'm tired of you guys always pranking me, and I wanted to get payback. That's why I asked my mom to let me in through the side gate to make it look like the thief didn't have access to the house. What a genius, right?
That was not cool. That was not... Gucci, come here.
Hey, Bubba.
No, you stay with us. Come on, you stay with us. Stay with us. We out. You guys, somebody stole my brand new iPhone, and I have to get it back.
So we were finishing shooting a video, and shortly after, I got a text message from his phone number saying this.
The thief said, I have your phone, and I will post an embarrassing video of you in 4 hours.
So we brought back all the suspects. Let's go talk to them.
So somebody stole my phone, and I know it was one of you guys. Stop.
So you guys all left the studio, and Faran and I went to finish recording. And once we were done, we realized that his phone was gone.
And I checked Find My iPhone, and it says my iPhone is still in this building. So I know one of you guys has it. So just give it back.
Why would somebody take your phone?
Yeah, dude. We want to go home already.
If you guys want to go home, all you got to do... is prove your innocence. And I think we know exactly how to find out who stole the phone.
All right, everybody, empty out your pockets.
Faran's phone was blue, so whoever has a blue phone could be the thief.
What you got over here?
See it.
It's my phone.
It's not a blue phone, is it?
No, it's white.
Okay. Could we see your phone?
Yep.
Pink. Okay.
Ooh.
That's a blue phone.
Check it out.
Okay. Why do you have a blue phone?
My phone, dude.
All right, we'll check his wallpaper. Farhan, what's your wallpaper?
My dog, Gucci.
This was not Farhan's phone, but somebody here for sure has it somewhere.
I think that's purple.
White phone?
Nope.
Old iPhone. Not it.
Not it.
You guys are annoying.
All right, Andrea, what do you got?
Let's see it.
Nothing else in your pocket?
Nothing?
No.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on, wait a second.
Blue phone.
That's a blue iPhone.
With the same case.
Oh, what?
Can we see your wallpaper?
Yeah, we're going to check the wallpaper.
What? You have a wallpaper of you and Farhan together?
Well, yeah, because, like, I wanted to, like, keep the memory, like, you know, of us, like, you know?
No, I don't know.
I didn't take his phone.
Was it her that stole the phone?
We'll see about that. Give it back. Kind of sus.
Sus.
Purple iPhone.
And a ring?
Wait. That's my ring. You stole my ring. No, I found it in the bathroom. I meant to give it back to you. You can have it back.
Give me it back.
Wait a minute. You stole a ring. That means you probably stole a phone too, right?
So, are you a thief?
No, I didn't take it.
We're going to find out.
Black phone? You can move that way.
Red iPhone.
Okay.
Wait, is this a ski mask?
Yeah, it was part of my costume. I just forgot to put it back.
Kind of sus.
Purple phone? Let's take off the case, because sometimes we get desperate and put on cases, huh? Black phone.
Exactly. I would never take his phone. Just let me leave now.
No, you're not leaving until we tell you you're innocent. Pull out your phone.
I don't have mine.
What do you mean you don't have it?
I dropped it and it broke.
Wait. If you broke your phone, maybe you would need a new phone, and that's why you would take my phone.
All right, janitor, where's your phone? You still have a flip phone?
Still works.
And I think we know exactly how to find out who stole the phone.
So clearly the thief was smart enough
not to have the phone on them.
So we gotta go to plan B.
We're gonna go watch some surveillance footage.
To see who's the thief and who took your phone.
Let's go.
Come on, guys. Whoever took my son's phone, can you please give it back?
Number 17 definitely stole his phone. She already stole my ring, so I'm positive that she stole the phone.
Oh, my God. Are you crazy? If anyone, it's the janitor. He has keys to every single room in this studio where he could have stole the phone. That's true.
I'm telling you, one of those suspects took my phone and they have it somewhere.
So let's watch security footage of the thief stealing the phone and let's gather as much evidence as we can so we get your phone back. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh my gosh, that's the person who stole my phone.
Wait, how are they going to enter the building?
Through the side door.
Are you serious? The door's not opening.
It's locked.
How are they going to get in? Wait a minute. No, there's no way.
Don't tell me they're going to try to open the garage door.
That's way too heavy. That's impossible. What?
Oh my goodness.
You guys, the thief was able to open the garage door pretty easily.
Wow. And they're just gonna go in just like that.
That's how they snuck in.
So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna have every single suspect open the same exact garage door. And whoever is able to lift the garage door like the thief did is still a suspect.
I have an idea. Most suspects are not gonna wanna open that garage door. So I'm gonna tell them if they open it, they're innocent. Reverse psychology.
Oh, so they're motivated to do it. Let's go.
All right, for the first challenge, we're going to see who can lift up this garage door.
Why? But why does it have everything too big? It doesn't make sense.
So to prove your innocence, you have to lift up the garage door.
Ah, who's going to go first? Let's see who can open up the garage door just like the thief did.
Obviously me, because I'm innocent.
All right, let's see what you got. Go, go. Let's see what you got.
You got, come on.
Let's go, easy. I told you I'm innocent.
I'll go.
All right, go.
That's right. Let's see what's got.
I got this. I've opened up a garage door at a different studio.
You've done this before somewhere else.
Yeah, I have.
Show us what you got.
Go ahead.
Yay, now let's see it. Okay.
Yeah. Not bad.
Told you I could do it.
This is light work.
Okay. Wait, she got it. Oh!
Yeah. I don't know if I can open it. open this gate, but I'll try.
Just try your best. What? Are you serious?
I guess I'm innocent.
I thought she said that she wasn't strong.
I don't know if I can open this gate.
It's kind of sus.
Andrea, your turn.
I just don't want to break my nails.
Are you saying that just for you to not do it?
Yeah.
No, I'll do it, but
you
I
got
don't
this.
Want.
Come on, you got this.
Andrea, you got it. You got it.
Let's go, Andrea.
You got it.
Come on.
Yes.
More.
I didn't break my nail.
Andrea might be the thief.
Got this.
I heard it's pretty strong.
Innocent, baby.
Yo, he's actually pretty strong. That's why he's our cameraman.
I work out with my brother all the time. This is gonna be easy.
Okay.
Whoa!
I told you this would be easy.
Last but not least, janitor, it's your turn.
Just try your best.
It's worth the shot. Okay.
Come on, man, you got it.
Remember, if he doesn't lift that gate, he's innocent.
Pull harder. Come on.
I don't think he's got it.
It's locked.
Nah, it's not locked. You just gotta try hard.
I don't know if I can do this.
All right, so you couldn't open that door, right?
No.
We believe you.
Which means you're proven innocent.
Thank you for everything that you do. You're good to go home. Now, let's tell the suspects the truth about opening the gate. Congratulations, you guys opened the gate.
Exactly like the thief did.
Which means you guys are all still suspects.
No way.
All right, so the janitor is innocent, but one of the remaining 13 people still has my phone.
Wait, I just got a text from your phone number.
My phone number?
The thief is texting me. They said I'm gonna post a video in 2 hours.
Oh no. All right, listen, we have to lock in and find that thief who stole my iPhone now.
Look at this. The thief is walking in the building while they're looking for your phone right now. Do you have any idea where it is?
I have no idea. Wait
a minute.
Is that security?
No way. Security's about to catch the thief.
But the thief is hiding from security.
By the way, you guys, in this very moment, Farhan and I were shooting right behind that black curtain. Don't tell me security's not gonna see a thief.
Oh my goodness.
Are you serious?
The security just walked past the thief.
All right, where are they gonna go? Wait a minute.
What are they doing?
They're pulling something out.
Is that a piece of paper?
The thief is looking at a piece of paper, but we don't know what's on it. Wait a minute. They put it back in their pocket. They ran. Wait, oh my gosh.
The thief dropped the paper. This is the perfect moment to go back, grab the paper, and see what's on it.
Well, that might be such important evidence.
Let's go.
I'm tired already. Whoever has Farhan's phone, can you guys just give it back, please? You're one to talk. You have, like, a massive crush on him that you even have him as your wallpaper. If anyone stole the phone, it's you.
Wait. I just remembered. You were trying to get in Farhan's dressing room earlier. You definitely took the phone.
I was looking for the restroom.
Yeah, right.
You guys, check out where the thief dropped. It's a detailed map of the warehouse. Do you know what this means?
They were trying to locate all the spots where your phone can be.
Okay, but look. You see their handwriting?
Yes.
We could use this to our advantage.
How?
We can ask the suspects to write the word upstairs.
Wait a minute.
This is in capitals, and it's neat.
And if they write in caps, and their handwriting is neat, they're still suspects. We need this. Let's go test them out. All right, everyone, take your whiteboard.
What's the purpose of having these?
Why do we have these whiteboards?
Okay, hold on. Everybody, I need you guys to write the word upstairs on your board.
Go. Write it down. It's a simple word, upstairs.
Why are we writing the word upstairs?
I don't know. Why'd you write it earlier?
I'm done.
Now, let's see who wrote the word upstairs just like the thief did.
All right, show us the board.
Okay.
You wrote in caps.
I did.
Do you usually write in caps?
Yeah, all the time.
Looks pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Next person.
Flip the board.
All caps.
Do you always write in caps?
Yeah, of course. It looks clean and sleek.
That's probably what the thief would say.
What? I didn't steal anything.
Next.
No problem. Check it out.
That's not how you spell upstairs.
What are you talking about?
This is how you spell upstairs.
All right, based on the way you spelled upstairs, you're proven innocent.
Let's go! I told you I was innocent!
All right, stop. We're gonna find out who the thief is. Let's cooperate. All right, flip the board. All right, cameraman, you got some pretty nice writing. Next, flip the board.
Why did you make me write this?
Well, maybe because you wrote it somewhere earlier.
Did you?
No.
Next.
Why are you looking at it like that? It's just upstairs.
Were you trying to go somewhere upstairs?
No.
Next. All right, Mom, show the board.
Okay.
It's all caps.
Wait. It's not all caps. Look at the eye.
Oh, okay. No, it was a quick mistake. Sorry.
You didn't mean to write the I in lowercase?
No, I didn't mean it. What? Why are you guys looking at me like that? What happened?
Next. For the board.
Next. Do you mind showing us your board? Do you always write in cursive?
Always. It looks nice.
How come you don't write in caps?
Why would I write in caps? Cursive is so much prettier.
Based on your writing, you are proven innocent.
You're good to go. Flip the board, my man.
Got you.
Next.
All right. Flip the board. You don't write in caps?
Never.
What do you think, Faron? Is that cap?
I think she's proven innocent.
Oh, yes!
All right, flip the board, Ella.
I mean, wow, that is horrible.
I just wrote upstairs.
But why is it sideways?
I just felt like writing it sideways. It's fun. You guys are so boring.
Okay. And last, flip the board. What do you think? Pretty neat?
Pretty neat.
I wrote exactly like everybody else over here.
Exactly like the thief. All of you guys that wrote in caps and had nice writing are still suspects.
Now, we're gonna go watch more security footage to try and get more information to see if we can find out who the thief is.
Alright, there's 10 suspects left, and one of those people took your phone. By the way, did you guys notice how number 6, their R and S in the word upstairs was connected the same way the thief wrote their R and S? Also, your mom wrote everything in caps except the letter I. Do you think she was trying to trick us? Anyways, let's keep watching security footage, gather more evidence, and find out who stole your phone. Let's go.
Wait, they're running.
Where are they going?
They're going through the white door. Your phone was there the whole time?
Bro, I don't know where my phone was.
I'm telling you guys, this thief, whoever it is so determined to find your phone.
What?
The thief is scared of something. Wait, the thief is running now. Wait, hold on a sec. Why was the thief so scared?
Pause it. There's something on that trash can right there.
You guys, the thief was scared of something. We don't know what it is, but you know what? We should go check out what the thief was scared of. Maybe that will give us more information.
We gotta go check. Let's go.
Wait. You know what I just realized? You have been acting buddy-buddy with Faron all day, trying to be his best friend. What? Are you trying to steal his phone? What? Wait!
Why would I steal Faron's phone? If anything, it was the camera guy!
What are you talking about?
You know, why would it be the camera guy?
He's been following Faron around all day and recording him. He probably stole the phone, too!
Hey.
Oh my gosh, it's a tarantula!
Wait, hold on. Don't get too close.
Wait, I think it's fake.
You think so?
Yeah, it's a fake spider.
I don't know, man. It looks real.
Bro, that's a fake spider.
It's a fake spider!
Wait a minute. Since the thief was scared of a fake spider, we should bring in a real tarantula and see which suspect is scared of it. And whoever's scared of it could be the thief.
And whoever's not scared of it is proven innocent.
Where do we get a real-life tarantula?
This was really gonna help us realize who the thief is.
Alright, suspects, who wants to play a little game?
No!
Okay, maybe not. Do you guys like pets?
Yeah,
well, you know what? We have a special surprise for everyone here because you guys have been cooperating so well. So we wanted to give you guys a little gift.
What kind of gift?
So without further ado, come on in, Jules!
Jules, come on in, Jules!
Wait, what is this?
There are a lot of many unanswered questions.
Too many questions.
But your guys' questions will be answered right now.
Jules, on the count of three, I want you to reveal what's inside.
One.
Two.
So this is a real-life tarantula.
Okay, so what is that tarantula doing here?
Farhan and I discovered that the thief was scared of spiders.
So all you have to do to prove your innocence is hold the tarantula for 5 seconds.
No!
Listen, if you don't want to hold the tarantula, it's fine. But you might be the thief that stole Farhan's phone then. Jules, lift up the box. Oh! Who wants to grab the tarantula first?
No.
Alright, I guess I'm choosing who grabs it first. Alright, Ella, go ahead and grab the tarantula.
No.
You said you were innocent.
I am innocent, but I'm not grabbing a tarantula.
If you didn't steal Farhan's phone, you wouldn't be scared of spiders.
I cannot.
Just try. He's very friendly.
Prove your innocence. Just grab him for 5 seconds.
I cannot do it.
Alright, 17. You stole the ring earlier, so you probably stole my phone. So why not go ahead and prove your innocence?
I didn't steal your phone, so okay.
Okay, cool. So all the way.
No, I can't do it.
Wow. Andrea?
No, don't look at me.
Just grab it.
No, I'm innocent, but I'm not going to do that.
All right, 24. Are you innocent?
Yeah, but I'm not touching that.
That means you're still a suspect. Does anyone want to grab the tarantula to prove their innocence?
Right here, boss.
All right, cameraman.
No, he
might do it, you guys.
No. Oh, my gosh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Oh my god, this is crazy!
Why is it crawling like that?
For 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only one person was not scared of the tarantula. Cameraman, sorry for accusing you earlier. You're proving your innocence.
Thank you, brother.
The next round of evidence is really going to help us realize who the thief is.
Did you guys see how number one was so terrified from the spider the same way the thief was terrified?
All right, well, let's just watch some more security camera footage and try to get more evidence.
We're going to find this thief.
Wait, I just remembered something. You were asking me for Farhan's phone number earlier. What do you need Farhan's phone number for?
I just wanted to text him to see if he wanted to hang out later. What's the big deal?
Wait a second. Where were you?
Yeah, where were you? I just felt so scared of the tarantula that I just left and went to the bathroom.
I bet you are going to check up on Farhan's phone.
No, I was not.
You obviously took it.
You're just jealous of me because Farhan actually likes me and not you.
Okay.
Let's see what else happens.
Where's the thief going now?
I'm telling you, your phone is somewhere close.
Wait a minute.
The thief just ran into that room.
But what's inside of that room?
I think they're just looking for your phone.
What are they doing? Wait, who is that?
Wait, that's me.
Is that you?
Oh, that was the moment I left set and I was going to get snacks.
Bro, there's no way you didn't notice somebody underneath the table.
How would I know, bro? I'm not going to look down there.
And when security came in, you wouldn't believe what happened after.
Yo, what's up, man? What's going on? Anything else to see? I'm really hungry. Everything else is in the kitchen area. Oh, wait, what's that smell? Oh, my bad, bro. I have to let it out. I farted.
My bad. Oh, sorry about that, bro.
Get out.
Are you serious? You're so nasty. You farted inside of that room?
Bro, I had to let it out. I've been holding it in the whole day. Plus, it's an empty room. Everyone farts in an empty room.
But the room wasn't empty because the thief was inside of the room with you, underneath the table.
I didn't know that, though. Anyways, let's see what happened. Wait.
Oh my gosh! The thief literally couldn't tolerate your fart smell.
I mean, it's pretty tough to tolerate my fart smell.
I actually have a great idea.
Come here. Are you serious? You want to test the suspects like that?
Let's go.
Come on. That's embarrassing.
Let's go.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You guys, this is a bad idea.
All right. We've gathered some more evidence to find out who took Farhan's phone.
We're going to need you guys to follow us to a smaller room.
Let's go. Let's go.
Come on in.
All the way inside. Squeeze in.
Why are we here?
So for this challenge, all you guys have to do to prove your innocence is stay in this room for a whole minute without leaving.
Wait, but that's like easy. That's all that we have to do?
Exactly. Super simple. Timer starts once we leave the room. Good luck, you guys.
Good luck.
So we got fart spray. What we're gonna do is spray this fart spray in that room. And whoever leaves the room because of the fart smell is still a suspect. And whoever stays in the room, despite that smell, is probably not the thief.
And trust me, this smells really, really bad.
Oh, it's getting bad. It's getting bad.
Did anyone fart?
I thought it was the guy. You guys, I may have a weak stomach, but it wasn't me this time.
30 seconds left.
Someone is trying to sabotage us.
Well,
who is this?
It's
you.
I cannot
do this.
Where are you going?
Not even that bad.
20 seconds. What? You can't leave.
Never mind.
Where are you going? You gotta stay. You can't leave.
I don't.
You guys just.
I don't smell anything. You okay?
No.
Huh? Why'd you leave?
Timer's up. Is there still anyone inside?
Yeah, I'm in here.
Let's go talk to her. How in the world did you last a minute with this smell?
What smell? I mean, I broke my nose when I was a kid, so I can't really smell that good. But
wait, you couldn't smell the fart in this room?
There was a fart smell? I couldn't smell anything.
Alright, you know what? I think you're proving your innocence. You're good to go.
Yeah, I told you. I would never steal this stuff.
Bye. Number 15 was proven innocent. It looks like we still have 8 suspects left.
So you guys couldn't handle 1 minute with the fart smell, but the thief also couldn't handle the fart smell, which means you guys are all still suspects.
No! It was you that farted?
Kinda.
You!
And you guys were all trying to blame it on me.
You know what? Can you please show us how the tip looks like, Elise?
You guys want to see what he looks like?
Yeah!
Alright, brace yourself. One of these suspects knew exactly what the thief looked like because it was them. Our suspects, back to the white wall.
Yep, come on.
We need to get Farhan's phone ASAP before his embarrassing video is leaked.
Wait! Do you guys remember the picture that Ali showed us of the thief?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so that thief was wearing white Converse shoes.
Wait a second. This guy's wearing white shoes? Number 17 is wearing white shoes? Number 6 is wearing white shoes? And number 7 is also wearing white shoes.
Okay, plenty of people have white shoes.
Yeah, these are like everyday shoes.
Yeah, I have a lot of pairs of shoes, but these are just my most comfortable.
These all sound like a bunch of excuses.
What?
Because the thief was also wearing white shoes.
That's true. You guys are suspicious, man.
Let's see what else happens.
All right. So after I farted in the room,
I came out. Security came out. I went back to go recording with Farhan. Security left.
Wait a minute. All right, thief is coming out.
Where are they going?
Alright, they just walked through that door. Where does that take them? Alright, the thief is walking down the hallway. They're looking for your phone. They're opening drawers. Wait a minute. Did you leave your phone right there?
Bro, I already told you so many times I don't know where my phone is.
How do you not know where your phone is?
I don't know. This thief really wants my phone.
Hey, how embarrassing is that video that you have? What's on it?
It's really bad. Just trust me, you don't even want to see it. Alright, so the thief just entered the kitchen.
Wait a minute. You went to have lunch earlier. Maybe you left your phone in the kitchen. Alright, they're looking for your phone here. The thief is looking around. It's only a matter of time until they find your phone.
Wait, hold on.
What are they doing?
Are they taking food?
Did the thief just grab Taco Bell?
Wait, they're freaking out. I think somebody's coming in.
Why is the thief hiding? Oh my gosh. Security's back. Oh, he did tell me he was hungry.
Hey, you got anything else to eat? I'm really hungry. Finally, real food.
Oh my gosh, security. Do not miss them again.
Oh my gosh.
After seeing what happened, I thought of a perfect idea.
Wait a minute. Pause.
Why?
I thought of a great idea. I know how we can find out who the thief is.
What kind of food does the thief like?
Taco Bell.
So I'm gonna tell all the suspects that they can go have a lunch break. But little do they know, we're gonna be spying on them and seeing exactly which food they like. And you know what? I'm gonna ask security for help. Stay here.
That was actually a smart plan for my dad.
So all the suspects are currently in the white room. I need you to
go tell him to break for lunch.
Are you sure? It's kind of early.
Yeah. Let him go have lunch. It's fine. Just tell him. You're good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Guys, quiet. Please, listen up. We're going to take a quick break for lunch. There's food in the kitchen. Feel free to grab whatever you want, okay?
Yes! Oh, my gosh!
Okay. Wait, guys. Where's Ali and Ferran?
Oh, don't worry. They're taking a break, too. Don't worry.
Okay. I'm starving.
All right. So the suspects are about to have lunch. All we got to do is observe, and whoever chooses Taco Bell is probably the thief.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. There's so much food.
24 and number 3 are going first. And not only that, number 24 also has a photo of you on her wallpaper. Sounds like someone that would steal your phone, no?
Yeah.
Let's keep watching.
Camilla, what are you feeling?
I definitely want Taco Bell.
Oh!
Right. Number 24 says, I definitely want Taco Bell.
Keyword, definitely.
Definitely.
The thief definitely wanted Taco Bell, too. All right, let's see what number 3 gets.
I think I'm going to get In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, okay. Not even a bad choice. I love In-N-Out.
She didn't choose Taco Bell.
So we know she's definitely not the thief. All right, number 1 and number 6 are up next.
I don't know what I want. Girl, get out of my way. I know what I want.
Ooh.
Number 6 is feisty.
Do you think she's feisty enough to steal your phone?
I don't know.
Taco Bell?
Wow. She went straight for Taco Bell.
Another one
bites the dust.
I'm getting McDonald's.
She went for McDonald's?
And some Taco Bell.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Since she got McDonald's and Taco Bell, is she still a suspect?
Of course. Are your mama's going up next? And number 17.
Let's see what they get.
Well, I've had Taco Bell all week, and I think I'm still craving it.
Wait a minute.
More Taco Bell?
Play that back. What did she say?
I've had Taco Bell all week.
Number 17 said that she has had Taco Bell all week,
including today.
And the thief had Taco Bell.
Well, they were trying to have Taco Bell today.
I guess I'll get some KFC chips. I'm gonna get nacho fries.
She went for the nacho fries from Taco Bell.
That's all she got.
Dude, there's so many options.
The guy with the tank top is up, and he's been sus. And number 7.
Do you think there's anything vegan here?
Vegan?
Vegan?
Wait a minute. If she's vegan, she can't eat Taco Bell.
Exactly.
There's fries.
Okay.
In-N-Out
fries.
What do I want?
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Not only did the guy with the tank top take some Taco Bell, he took all of the Taco Bell.
And that's all he took.
That's something the thief would do.
Let's go talk to the suspects and let them know that we were spying on them the whole time. And let's see their reaction. All right, suspects. How was lunch?
Good.
Yeah, we could tell because we've been spying on you guys.
Wait, why are you guys spying on us?
Well, we wanted to see if you guys like the same food that the thief likes.
So, what did the thief like?
With a show of hands, who ate Taco Bell?
Yep, raise your hand.
Everyone with their hands up?
Is still a suspect.
What?
Why?
How?
Whoever did not eat Taco Bell, please come forward. The two of you are innocent. You guys can make this easier right now and just give us the phone back.
No? Okay. Looks like we're gonna have to watch some more security camera footage.
No way.
What's the thief gonna do?
I think the thief thinks that my phone is upstairs, but is my phone upstairs?
Is your phone upstairs?
I don't know. I don't remember. It could be upstairs.
The thief is going quick.
Dang. The thief is actually really fast.
Wait a minute. Did you see how the thief ran up the stairs? Rewind it. You guys, look at this important piece of evidence we got. Look.
Oh, the thief is skipping a step, meaning he's going 2 steps at a time.
Exactly. And you know what that means?
We have to ask the suspects to run up the stairs to see if they can run the same way that the thief ran.
Whoever runs up the stairs 2 steps at a time is still a suspect. You guys, we are so close to finding out who stole Ferran's phone.
But think about it. We're also running out of time, so we have to go quick.
You're right.
Let's go.
You guys know what I just thought about? I bet you Andrea took the phone. Girl, you're crazy. Why would I take my son's phone? That doesn't make sense.
Because you're probably trying to frame us all to make us look bad so then Farhan doesn't like us.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're such an overprotective mom that you don't want any of us dating Farhan.
Okay, you two, okay, listen, okay? So they're the ones that have been pointing fingers at everyone the whole day. I bet that one of you is a thief.
Guys, Andreas is trying to frame us all. Who's with me?
I'm with you.
Andrea, you're sus. I'm with them.
Wait, you can nominate teams?
Why not?
All right, so I'm going to make my own team. Who's with me?
Me, I am.
Okay, I'll be with you too.
The suspects divided in two teams, and things were getting out of control.
Guys, I don't think it's a coincidence that they're on a team together. Look at their shoes. They're all wearing white Converse, just like the thief.
Oh my God, that's so true.
That makes so much sense.
I'm telling you guys right now, they probably work together.
Yeah, one of them definitely stole the phone.
Definitely.
All right, suspects, in front of you, you have a set of stairs.
And all you guys have to do is run up the stairs one by one.
Why are we doing this?
Just do it if you want to prove your innocence.
Starting off with number 17.
This is so weird, but whatever.
If you want to prove your innocence, all you gotta do is run up the stairs. And 3, 2, 1, go! Number 17 was running two steps at a time. Could she be the thief?
All right, number 6, are you ready to run up the stairs to prove your innocence?
I guess so.
1, 2, 3, go!
Number 6 also ran two steps at a time. Maybe she's the thief.
Okay.
What is this even for? Like, what information are you getting out of this?
We need this information. Ella, you're up next. You've run upstairs before, right?
Obviously, I run upstairs all the time.
3, 2, 1, go!
Two steps at a time.
She could be the thief.
Number 24, you claim that you're innocent, right?
Yeah, because I am.
So why don't you just run up the stairs then?
Do I have to?
If you have the phone, just give it back right now.
I don't have the phone.
1, 2, 3, go! One stair at a time.
Maybe it was your mom that took the phone.
But why would she take my phone?
She's taken it before. Just saying.
All right, Mom. Are you going to run up these stairs?
Of course. This is easy for me. I do it every day.
Well, did you run up these stairs today?
Yes. What's the problem? Let's just do it.
1, 2, 3, go!
She's going up 2 at a time.
All right, we got one more person.
Hey, real quick. By any chance, did Farhan show you his phone today?
Yeah, he showed me a picture of his dog.
Okay, let's see what you got.
1, 2, 3, go!
Two steps at a time.
All right, so 2 steps at a time, and he was pretty fast.
All right, he kind of ran just like a thief.
All right, suspects, come on down. We were getting closer to realizing who the thief is. You know what's funny? 5 of you ran just like the thief did today when they took Farhan's phone.
Okay.
And only one person did not run like the thief. Farhan, tell him who's innocent.
Number 24 is proven innocent.
What?
See, I told you guys they wouldn't take Farhan's phone, but I know one of you guys did.
Wait, can you tell us who took the phone?
Figure it out.
Okay, so one of you guys took the phone?
Who was it? Me! Stop!
We gotta go watch some more security camera footage.
Are you kidding?
Can you guys get the phone?
There were 5 suspects left. Who do you guys think stole the phone?
Looks like your guys' team is still full of suspects.
I guess we're just gonna have to wait and find out who has the phone. By the way, number 17, besides stealing my friend's ring, I saw that you came very early to set this morning.
Oh, why'd you come so early to set? Maybe it's because you needed time. Maybe you wanted to plan, look around, to steal Farhan's phone?
Yep.
You know what? After hearing all of this, I'm on my own team. I don't trust anyone here.
All right, there's 5 suspects left. Farhan, who do you think the thief is?
Are you serious? Who do you think the thief is?
Let's find out. Let's keep watching security footage.
Let's keep watching.
Wait.
I'm getting a text.
Oh, no.
The person that has your phone just texted me.
Saying?
In 30 minutes, I'm going to upload that embarrassing video of you on your Instagram.
No, 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 no. Listen, listen. We have to lock in and find the thief. Please, we cannot let that video be uploaded.
All right, let's keep going. All right, the thief is walking inside a room.
Is that a classroom?
Wait. The thief just slammed the door really hard, and security heard it.
What is security gonna do?
I think security is gonna catch the thief. Let's see what happens, you guys. The thief thinks your phone is in that room. Wait, the thief heard something.
Oh no. I think he heard security. Oh, security's coming inside the room.
Where did the thief go? That's a random room. Security's catching on.
Oh! There's a massive jump.
Hold on. The thief is stuck.
Security is so close.
There's no way the thief is going to jump to escape security.
I think they're going to have to jump.
You think so? Wait a minute.
Oh.
The thief backed out.
I think they were too scared to do it.
Security, bro. They're right behind.
Oh, my God. Wow. Security was unable to find the thief.
All right. You know what we should do? Think that's gonna work?
I think so.
All right, suspects, you gotta prove that you don't have a fear of heights by jumping on this airbag.
Well, that's easy.
Whoa. But you guys have to jump from the second floor.
What? No, that's crazy. What? Are you kidding me?
Hey.
If you're not the thief, then all you gotta do is prove your innocence by jumping. Number 17, you're going first.
Okay. Prove your innocence. Go.
Yeah. Show us how it's done.
You're innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah. Unless you're innocent.
You think she's gonna jump?
Bro, honestly, I don't think she's gonna jump. I mean, look at her. She looks very nervous.
If she doesn't jump, she could be the thief.
Oh my gosh. This is a lot higher than I thought. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do I have to?
To prove your innocence, you gotta do it.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
I can't.
Ooh.
All right. All right, Ella, you're up next.
Do it. Come on, you can do it.
Okay. Okay, I got this.
You think she's doing it?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Come on, Ella, where you at?
Oh.
Okay, this is really high.
All right, just prove your innocence by jumping.
Just give me a second. Just give me a second, okay? I'm going to do it. And if anyone has the phone, please just give it back.
I think you have the phone. Why don't you give it back?
No, I'm not the thief.
Ella, you can go home right now. All you got to do is jump, and we'll let you go.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go. Okay. I can't do it. It's too high. I can't do it.
Ella is still a suspect. Farwan, who do you think should go next?
I think we both know who's gonna go next. I got this.
Are you sure? Because it looks like you're sweating.
You look nervous. The thief was nervous.
No, it's just, it's hot in here.
That's weird, considering the AC's on.
Hey, hold on, let me ask you a question. Are you scared of heights?
No. Okay. You guys, this might be a little higher than I anticipated.
All you gotta do is jump.
I can't do it, guys.
All right, Andrea and number 6 are up there. Let's see if any of them could prove their innocence.
Let's see if they're gonna jump.
Come on, you guys.
All right, we're here. It's a little bit too high.
That's kind of tall.
You should do it.
No, you said that you're innocent.
You guys are the crazy ones. You do it.
Guys, whoever jumps can go home. You're innocent. All you gotta do is jump.
Come on, jump. Prove you're innocent.
You go first.
No, you go.
You're the overprotective.
Oh, my God.
You do it.
No, you.
Someone's gotta jump in 10 seconds. 10. 9.
You jump.
8.
You jump.
7. 6. 5.
You guys
four,
are crazy.
Three,
I'm not doing
one. Who's jumping?
She left. She's not jumping!
Sweetheart, prove your innocence, come on!
1, 2, 3! I made it! I jumped!
How are you still in one piece after that jump?
Alright, you guys, Andrea did jump. It was a rocky landing, but she made it.
Yep.
and you've proven your innocence.
I told you guys I never took your phone, so good luck finding the thief.
Guys, I know one of you has the phone. Please, just give it up so that I can go home.
Yeah, give it up.
I don't have the phone. What about you, tough guy? You were acting all strong earlier, but when you got up there to jump, oh, now you're all afraid of heights?
All right, there's four suspects left. All right, the thief is walking back out. They're up to something. You guys, the thief is up to something. They're about to walk into that room. Wait a minute. You know where that takes them, right?
Where?
Bro, that's your dressing room. Look.
Oh, that is my dressing room.
Did you?
What if my phone is inside my dressing room?
Bro, isn't that your backpack?
It's my backpack. Oh, no.
You guys, the thief is looking inside the backpack for his phone. Let's see if they find it. Bro!
No.
They got your phone!
Oh!
They almost dropped your phone.
Oh my gosh. Bro, now the thief has my phone.
Wait a minute. I got good news for you. Look, what's behind the thief right there?
I don't know, bro.
Zoom in, zoom in, zoom in. You guys, there's a height chart behind the thief. You know what that means?
No.
Let's see how tall the thief is. It looks like the thief is 5'3".
Oh my gosh. So now all we have to do is go measure the suspects and see who's 5'3".
You guys, we're one step away from finding out who the thief is. Whoever's 5'3 took your phone.
And whoever is not 5'3 is innocent.
Faran, how tall was the thief?
5'3".
So let's figure out who here is 5'3". You're going first.
Okay.
You happen to be 5'3"?
I'm not 5'3".
We'll find out.
Okay.
Faran, you're good at math?
Uh-huh.
2 + 3?
7.
Come help. 68 inches. How tall is that?
That's 5'8".
See, I told you guys, I wasn't the thief.
You're good to go.
Thank you.
What's up, my man?
What's up?
Nice shoes.
Thank you.
Get off your tippy toes. He's 5'8". So you didn't take the phone?
No! I guarantee it was one of them.
You're good to go.
Thank you.
Alright, there's only two people left. All we gotta do is find out who's 5'3". Who wants to go first? Alright, it's your lucky day. 65 inches. That's 5'3". You got something to say?
A lot of people are 5'3".
Next. 65 inches. You're also 5'3"?
It's a common height for women.
Come together. Both of them were 5'3", but we needed to figure out which one was the thief. All right, we're gonna make this easy.
If you guys can just give me my phone back, I'll forgive you guys.
I don't have it. I don't have it either.
You guys wanna do it the hard way. Faran, let's go.
Where are you going?
What do you think they're gonna make us do?
I don't know.
There's only two suspects left, and one of those girls has my phone.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna interrogate the both of them, and this is how we're gonna do it, all right? We gotta be slick. All right? As long as you stick to the game plan, we'll figure out who stole your phone, all right?
All right.
All right, you're coming with me,
and you're coming with me.
What? Where are we going?
You guys are about to be interrogated. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on, go. Let's go.
Just give us the phone.
I don't have it.
Just give us the phone.
I don't have it. I don't.
Is she your friend?
We just met today, okay? I barely know her.
Is number 6 your friend?
I mean, she's really nice. I guess you can consider us friends.
I have a secret to tell you. Number 17 said you took the phone. Number 6 actually said that you took my phone.
You're bluffing. She didn't just throw me under the bus like that. I didn't do anything. That's crazy. Why would I do that? I don't need your phone.
So you're calling your friend a liar? You're calling your friend a liar?
I'm just saying we didn't take anything.
We? What do you mean by we?
Nothing. All I'm saying, Faron, is that we didn't take your phone.
But how do you know she didn't take my phone?
How do you know your friend didn't take the phone?
She doesn't seem like that kind of person. I mean, why would she steal his phone?
So your friend told me earlier that you took the phone, and she even showed me video proof of you taking it. Just confess.
Just confess.
She told me to take it, okay? She made me do it.
And you wouldn't believe what was about to happen. She said you took the phone.
And she said you took the phone.
All right. I'll show you why we took the phone.
Why did she take the phone?
You'll see.
It was in the bag.
Oh my gosh, she actually has it.
So here's why we took the phone. The three of us took a selfie and we looked terrible. It was so humiliating. We needed to delete it.
Was it that bad?
Just look at it.
What? You could have just told me to delete it.
That's all you had to do.
I told you guys there were the teeth. I'm sorry.
Stay royalty.
We out.
Peace.
All right, you guys. So I've been hiding something from my parents for a little while now, but I think today is the day that I'm going to be telling them I have a girlfriend. So she's currently downstairs waiting for me, so let's go ahead, bring her in, and introduce her to my parents. Let's go. All right, you guys, I'm honestly kind of nervous. I think my parents are still in that room right there. That means we have to be extra sneaky, extra quiet. Let's go get my girlfriend. Let's go. Come on.
There she is. Yo, Gucci, bro. Watch out. She's here.
All right, come on in.
Hi.
All right, you guys. This is my girlfriend, Emily.
Hi, guys.
So we've known each other for a couple years now, and after recently reconnecting, we started hanging out, and we're official now. And today, we're going to be telling my parents about her.
I'm really nervous. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sure they're going to love you.
I hope so.
You ready?
Let's go. Okay, Fran, where are your parents?
My parents are upstairs in their room. Come on, let's go.
Okay, I'm so nervous to do this.
Why are you nervous? They're going to love you.
You promise?
I can't promise anything, but I think they're going to love you. Come on, let's go. All right, you guys. So my parents are in this room. By the way, I told my parents that I have a surprise for them, which is why they're not going to be suspicious that I'm vlogging. Take a deep breath.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, hey, Mom and Dad.
Hey.
Hi, Emily.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. Thank you. What are you doing here?
Let's see if my parents approve of my new girlfriend. So, me and Emily are official. We're dating.
Wait, since when did you guys start, hanging out?
Maybe a week ago. See, I told you they were gonna love you.
Oh, wait, you guys. I can finally call you Mom and Dad. No, but we know you're Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Guys, come on, don't be silly. Just
don't
give her a hug.
Silly. Yeah, come on, bring it in.
Okay. Speaking of that, you guys, I have a surprise for you.
She brought you guys a gift.
A gift?
Surprise.
Well, you didn't have to. What is
this? One for you. Now you can always remember me.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Of course.
Emily, come on, let's go hang out in my room.
No,
let's
but
go.
I need to talk to you first.
No. Don't worry. I'll see you guys later. Let's go, Emily. Come on, let's go. Go to my room.
Do you think your parents were mad?
No, they love you. Come on, just go to my room.
My mom is so mad. I wonder how she's going to deal with my girlfriend the whole entire day.
Because things are about to get crazy.
I guess it's that time, you guys. Faron brought a girl over for the first time, and he's saying it's his girlfriend.
How is this even possible, Ali? Why are you okay with this?
Hey, relax.
By the way, what are you shooting right now?
Babe, it's a big moment in his life. He brought a girl over, which is why he's probably recording too.
All right, so, she's a senior, he's a freshman.
She's going to college very soon. Do you know that?
Relax.
He brought a girl without even asking us. This is unacceptable and so disrespectful. I'm going to go and talk to him and his girlfriend right now.
Babe. Hold on. Babe.
What?
Babe, you're in a bad mood. Let me take care of this. I'll go talk to Farah and Emily and I'll sort things out. You stay here.
Okay. Tell him to come here right now.
Okay.
I need to talk to him.
Ooh, boy. What a crazy start to the day. Andrea's really mad. I'm gonna go talk to Farhan and Emily and see what's going on. Hey guys! Your mom is so mad.
Let's go.
How did I do?
You did amazing.
All right, listen. Here's what's actually going on. Emily is not actually my girlfriend. Instead, I made a bet with Ali that I will make Emily act like such a bad girlfriend that my mom will kick her out of the house because my mom is so strict.
But I disagree. I think that Andrea is so nice that no matter how rude Emily is today, Andrea doesn't have the heart to kick her out.
Emily, I know you're super sweet in real life, but today you gotta be extra sassy.
I got this. Do it.
Farhan had a lot of tricks up his sleeve for the day.
Are you ready?
Yes, let's go do it.
Let's go.
Alright, you guys, I honestly do not know what Farhan and Emily have planned for today, but I cannot let Andrea know that I'm a part of this.
Andrea had calmed down, but she wasn't ready for Farhan's first plan of the day.
I'm hungry. I don't know why you're not offering me any food. You're not feeding me, Farhan.
I have to wait.
There's so many snacks. Like, do you want me to get you chips?
Yeah, I hear something downstairs.
What happened?
I don't know.
Who's that?
I hear some yelling.
I've been here for 15 minutes, Farhan. You haven't offered me anything. What is it?
Like some hot Cheetos.
I don't even want to hear this from you.
What's going on?
Your son is not being a good boyfriend and he's not feeding me.
No, I was going to get you food.
Okay, so there is no reason to be screaming in the house, okay?
Let's just tell me what to do. I'm just going to help myself, okay?
What? So let me help you then.
No, I
can help you then. But don't screaming.
I'm hungry.
Okay, babe, she's hungry. Let us see what she wants. She probably hasn't had... You haven't had breakfast yet, right?
No.
Okay, let her eat.
All right, so Emily, eat. See what you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how much patience Andrea's gonna have throughout the day.
That's expired. Are you guys trying to poison me? I'm allergic to peanuts. These have mold on them.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, they do.
Where?
All over the bottom. Perfect! I love Caesar salad.
Okay, she found something she likes. That's good.
But actually, this is my salad and it has my name on it.
But Mom, come on. It's my girlfriend. She's a guest. Just let her have it. It's okay.
Don't you think you should share?
Yeah, Mom, you should share. It's for her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
You can tell Emily was getting on Andrea's nerves.
Oh, by the way, Andrea, thank you for the salad.
And it was only going to get worse.
Can we have a conversation in private, just the three of us?
I can't. I'm kind of busy with my girlfriend.
Babe, he's with his girlfriend right now.
Hey, we are going to have a conversation, the three of us.
All
right?
Real quick.
Okay,
let's go.
Follow me.
Let's go talk about this.
Hey, where are you guys going?
We are going to have a conversation as a family.
Oh, okay, let's go.
No, you're good. Just finish your salad. The salad is delicious. Just stay here. Have fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
What's going on? Are you serious about Emily?
Yes, that's my girlfriend.
Oh my God, she's so rude. She's screaming inside the house. She wanted to eat my food without my permission. She's just so rude today.
Okay. But maybe she was just hungry. You know, people get mad when they're hungry. They get angry.
Maybe she was hungry. Maybe she's not that she's eating now, she's gonna feel better. Just give her a chance.
Are you jealous of my girlfriend? Is that why you're mad?
No! Oh my God, Farhan! I just want a good girl for you!
Alright guys, let's go back and check up on Emily.
She's by herself. Let's go.
Andrea was already so mad, but what Emily was about to do next was going to make it even worse.
Emily? She's gone.
Emily?
I'm here!
Where?
Where are you?
I'm in your bedroom.
Wait, don't tell me she's in my bedroom? Don't tell me that she's in my bedroom.
Mom, take it easy. Don't panic.
Well, why is she doing in my bedroom?
Let's go find her.
Don't tell her. Go.
Don't freak out. Go. Go check. Come on.
Emily?
What happened to my clothes? Where are my clothes on the floor?
Oh, well, I was just choosing an outfit. I couldn't really find anything I liked in there.
Why are you using my makeup without my permission?
We're family. I thought I didn't have to ask for permission.
No, you messed up my foundation.
No, right? Mom, listen. It's fine. You guys are family. You guys can share. You have a lot of makeup.
Babe, it's just makeup. It's fine.
Yeah,
relax.
But...
I know. It's just makeup.
Sharing is caring.
All right, so next time you ask for my permission, all right? What else do you do?
I mean, she made a mess right here. How much clothes did you throw on the floor?
Not too much.
Oh, my God! Oh! Why did you do that?
Goodness.
I think Andrea's mad. What's wrong with Emily? You need to control your girlfriend.
Mom, why don't you tell her she looks pretty? Why don't you compliment her? Because if you keep being mean to her, she's gonna leave.
I'm not being mean. She's the one that is mean. He's rude, taking to my bedroom, taking my stuff.
Babe, can I be honest with you?
What?
You're coming off a little bit jealous. Maybe Faron was right.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Maybe Faron was right. And maybe you just can't accept it.
Guys, are you serious? How am I going to be jealous? I just want a good girl for my song.
Okay, she can really hear us, so stop.
Babe, come. I need you.
Okay, I got to go, okay? She's calling me. I got to go.
Faron's plan worked, but it wasn't good enough. He's going to have to step it up if he wants Andrea to kick Emily out of the house.
All right.
Faron, are you sure you want me to drive your mom's car?
Yeah, it's gonna make her so mad.
I don't even know how to drive a Tesla.
First things first, safety. Put on your seatbelt.
Oh, right. Okay.
Now, you've got to move your wheel to the right. That's the left. The right.
Yeah, but...
The right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. There you go. Keep going. There you go. Now, you just reverse.
You feeling better?
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking that I had to have a conversation with Emily. Because at this point, I think that she's crossing the line a little bit. And if I try to talk to her nice, maybe we can become friends.
Yeah, that's a good way to go about it.
Okay.
Just be nice.
Alright.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. What if your mom sees us?
That's the point. Okay, press the gas.
Oh my God.
Okay, there you go. There you go. You're good. Okay. Keep going.
Where are they?
They're in the room over there.
Doing what?
I don't know.
Who's driving my car?
Turn it. There you go. Now go. Go. Okay.
She is crossing the line at this point.
Wait, we don't know it's her, though.
No, what do you mean? Like, then who?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. There you go.
She's just crossing the line. She's using all my stuff. She wants to get on my nerves.
Babe, just chill.
No. She's using my car.
Go ahead. Keep going. Oh, they're here.
Stop it, please. Don't move the car. Stop it! Hey!
Oh my gosh. Okay. Stop the car. Listen.
Do not
put your window down, okay?
Pull down the window right now.
Babe,
hello?
Babe.
No, babe, please.
Babe, she's just teaching him how to drive.
Yeah, babe, why my car?
Put it in drive. There you go. Now go very slowly.
Where are they going?
All right, keep going.
Can you do something,
babe,
please?
They're just kids. They're having fun.
No.
Keep going. Just a little bit more.
Okay.
Just a little bit more.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to be in front of there. So she...
Wait, guys, stop. Babe, just chill. Emily, keep going.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello?
All right, keep going.
Come on.
Roll the window down. Just a little bit.
Put the window down, please. Why are you driving my car without my permission?
Because I can. I'm family.
Yeah, mom, it's okay. I gave her permission. She's family. She's my girlfriend. It's fine.
She's my boyfriend, remember?
Exactly. It's fine.
No, sorry, guys. She's not part of the family. And you need my permission to drive my own car.
I think you should stop yelling at me.
Was this the moment that Andrea was going to kick out Emily from the house?
Turn off the car and step out. All right? Hello, please. Step out. Come on. Hello?
Can you guys just come with me real quick? Everyone come over here. By the way, Emily, amazing driving skills. I'm very impressed.
Isn't she amazing?
Thank you. At least one of you guys is nice to me.
Okay, so you're not helping.
All right, Emily, where were you trying to go in the car?
I was just trying to go to 7-Eleven to get some snacks. Is that really so bad?
Exactly. I wanted snacks too. I was hungry.
Yes, but you should ask the owner of the car if it's okay to drive it, right?
Okay, well, I asked my boyfriend, and he said yes.
I did say yes, so it's not her fault, it's my fault. I gave her permission.
Babe, I have an idea. Why don't you and I drive them to 7-Eleven? That way they can have fun.
See, that's what a good parent does.
I told you my parents were cool.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom, too, I guess.
Shotgun!
That's my seat.
No, it's not. I called Shotgun.
No, come on, get out.
Mom, my girlfriend did call Shotgun. Just come sit in the back with me.
But this is my seat, and I want to go in front, so get out, please.
Babe.
Okay, you're not going to say anything?
It's very comfortable in the back. You can sit next to Farhan. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, just come sit in the back with me.
All right. Come on, don't take too long. I have a photo shoot and I had to make it, so hurry, please.
It's not about you all the time. Don't you care about your son's girlfriend?
Yeah, Mom, trust me. It's not that big of a deal. We're going to make it on time.
All right, just go ahead and get what you want.
Come on, we should get these.
Yeah, those are good.
Can you hand me those?
I got you. How many?
Three.
Perfect.
Babe, have you tried out Cheetos?
Those are actually spicy, Emily.
Yeah, I think those are pretty good.
I want to try.
You know,
wait. What are you doing? This is unacceptable. You're supposed to pay and they eat.
Okay. Well, don't snatch it from me.
Grab more.
No more. Let's go. Let's keep going.
Guys.
Let's keep going.
You guys, Emily is getting on Andrea's nerves. It's getting crazy. All right. You got everything you need?
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Here's everything. All right.
$223.82.
Oh, you know what, Andrea? Thank you so much for taking care of this.
Wait, what?
Thank you, Mom. We love you so much.
No, guys, I didn't agree to pay for all of these.
Let's go, Emily. Thank you so much, Mom. Yep.
It's only $223.
Only?
Andrea was already mad that she might miss her photo shoot, and paying for all of these snacks just made it worse.
Alright, we're almost home.
Wait, you know that I'm late for my photo shoot?
Okay, no one cares. It's not that important.
What do you mean? It is important for me.
Mom, it's okay. It's fine.
No, it's not fine. So tell her not to say those things.
Okay, so then just stop having an attitude.
Oh my God, you stop.
Can we just get along? Everyone, just relax. You'll do your photo shoot. You guys will enjoy 7-Eleven, and we'll all have fun tonight.
Alright.
Alright, the two of you, go to the movie theater, enjoy your 7-Eleven. Andrea, let's get ready for your photo shoot.
Good luck with your photo shoot.
Yeah, good luck, Mom.
Thank you.
All right, beautiful. Are you ready for your photo shoot? We gotta leave soon.
Hey, honestly, I don't feel comfortable leaving knowing that Emily's here. I don't trust her.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell her that she needs to leave right now.
Wait, hold on. You can't kick her out.
Yes, I can.
If Andrea kicks out Emily, that means I lose the bet against Farhan.
What if I get your photographer to come over? He'll take the photos for you here. That way you can get your photos and we keep an eye on Emily at the same time.
Are you sure you can do that?
Yeah.
Can get my photographer to come.
Yeah, I'll get him to come.
Okay, so
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Just trust me.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun night.
All right.
You trust me?
I trust you. I love you.
All right, you guys, this is getting more difficult than I expected. All right, y'all. All right, so your mom is pretty mad.
Good.
All right, so, by the way, I'm winning the bet so far because Emily hasn't gotten kicked out yet.
No, okay, wait. I still got time.
All right, so here's the plan. The photographer is coming to our house. Andrea's going to take photos. You guys just do your thing, all right?
Okay.
All
right, I'll catch you guys.
Bye.
Alright, remember, we have to get my mom so mad that she kicks you out the house.
Okay.
Photographer's here!
The photographer arrived, and Andrea was already feeling better. But Farhan was planning something evil.
All right, my mom's photographer is done setting up. Let's go.
Hey, you're the photographer, right?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I don't think Andrea's ready yet, so we can just kind of go ahead and start shooting me.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go.
Make sure you get my good side over here.
Yep, exactly. Get her good side, bro.
All right, babe. So I already picked these three outfits.
Okay.
Which one should I wear first? I like all of them.
I know you like all of them. All right, royalty family, which one should Andrea pick first?
I think you're going to look gorgeous in all of them, but I think you should pick...
Wait. I already have my favorite.
Let me see if I get it right.
Okay, all right.
That one.
Yeah!
That was your favorite?
Yes!
All right, on the count of three, wear it. One, two, three. Oh my goodness, you are looking drop dead gorgeous. All right, sweetheart, are you ready to take some photos?
I'm ready.
When my mom comes down and sees this, she's going to be so mad. Keep taking pictures, you guys. Keep going. You look amazing.
There you go. Looking good.
You're
great. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
guys.
Hey, chill.
Keep going.
Wait, no. Relax. Here you go. Excuse me. Hello? Why are you taking pictures? We're actually doing my shoot right now.
No, what do you mean? This is my photo shoot. This is my photographer. This is my house.
But wait, you gotta wait your turn.
Excuse me, this is not for you.
Okay, well, normally the prettiest girl in the house does the photo shoot, and look who's shooting.
Was this gonna be the moment Andrea kicks Emily out of the house?
Okay, I'm gonna pretend that I didn't hear that. So please get out. This is my moment.
Well, we're in the middle of it, so.
Yeah, Mom, maybe you could wait until afterwards.
You need to tell your girlfriend.
Hold on, I have a solution.
Hey, can you take photos of the both of them together?
Sure.
Alright, cool. The two of you guys stand together.
There
you
go.
Go ahead, right? That was smart. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I told her, no, I'm not taking pictures with her. What are you talking about?
Why are you being so mean to her?
You should do something.
Girls, one quick photo together. Just the two of you together.
Why? Why am I doing this? Get out of my way. I'm going to do my photo shoot, please.
Fine. I'll just go outside with my boyfriend.
Perfect. Bye. Good luck. I don't even want to shoot anymore. She ruined my photo shoot.
No, babe. You're already here. Just take some photos.
Babe, Emily's been so annoying the whole day. She ruined my whole day already.
Babe. Come on. Yeah.
Okay.
Just breathe.
Andrea, calm down. But what's about to happen next might just push her to the limit.
So my mom hasn't kicked Emily out the house yet, but I got a plan. So earlier I told Emily to call all of her friends and tell all of them to come over so we can throw a party. Because I know that'll make my mom so mad.
And I think that they're here right now at the front gate, so let's go get them.
Let's go.
Emily grabbed her friends from outside, and Andrea had no idea what was about to happen.
There you go. Keep taking those pics.
Go.
Andrea, you're paying for this. I'm out.
Who are you guys?
We're Emily's friends. Wait, one second. You invited your friends to come to my photo shoot?
Of course, we're throwing a party.
Yeah! Listen to me. Emily's friends out. I want everyone out right now. You and my friend, right? Emily's friend,
Bye.
See you guys.
See you. You can't just kick them out. That's so mean.
Emily's friends ruined Andrea's photo shoot, and she kicked them out of the house. Was Emily gonna be next?
Okay. So Emily, for how long are you planning to stay here? Because it's getting kind of late, and I'm tired.
Well, I actually feel like we've been getting along pretty good. And I've decided that I think I'm ready to move in.
What?
Yeah, Mom, she's gonna move in with me, you know, since I love her so much.
No, no, this is not gonna happen. There is no way. No way, guys. So, what? Say something.
I mean, I think it would be amazing if she lived with us, no?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, are you guys planning something? Like, are you guys messing around with me at this point, or what happened?
What are you talking about? I'm so serious.
Yeah, we're serious.
Babe, it's not the end of the world.
As a matter of fact, I think my stuff just arrived.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
What do you mean by your stuff?
All right, movers, let's bring all of this stuff up to the master bedroom.
No. Movers, this is my house, so go back, please.
Movers, stay. Just bring it up there.
No, movers, you go back. This is my house. I'm the owner of the house.
Hold on. I live here, so come in.
No, but I'm the one here. I'm the one with the rules. Go back.
Yeah, I guess just take it outside. Yeah, take it. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry.
You know what, Emily? I like you and everything, but at this point, you need to leave my house right now.
Wait. Are you kicking her out?
Yes, she needs to leave my house right now.
Babe, are you sure you want to do that?
I'm sure. Come on.
Okay, I guess I'm...
You're welcome to come back anytime.
Leave it.
Come back tomorrow.
No, tomorrow. Like... Never. Go. Leave.
Next week.
Bye.
Cool.
See.
Hold on. You can't take a joke?
What do you mean a joke? What?
This whole time we set it up as if that was his girlfriend, but it's really not.
No.
Just to make you mad.
I don't have a girlfriend.
No, you kidding me. No, you guys. I knew it.
All right, you guys. They're hugging it out. They know it was a joke.
I'm so sorry.
Stay royalty.
We out.
Peace.